We live?
Okay, Don, I show CapCon. And the first unit is a major maintenance component. Is that where you show us starting? Mr. Co-Chair, are you there?
I'm there.
Everybody there, committee? It's Agency 006. CapCon, everybody there?
Page 14.
Page 14, everybody got it? Okay, we are on Unit 7001, major maintenance component. Page 14, Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments?
I have one, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, it really is about the military department's major maintenance request. We saw that in their budget where they can receive federal matching funds. And I was talking to Director of the A&I, the Associate Director of, and who kind of runs the major maintenance, Mr. Chaput. He said that if we fund major maintenance at the 1.50, which this Gov's Rec is, that to give them a little flexibility, they could probably work it year by year and come up with that match, which would be about $2.4 million. They could transfer on just a yearly basis, if they have it, to the military department to get their match. And so my amendment would be to give A&I major maintenance the flexibility, if possible, in their budget to make that decision to match that, to get that federal match on the military and our armory maintenance.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as I I'll second the motion for discussion. So, Mr. Co-Chair, as I understand it, there's no increase in money. You're going to allow them to have the flexibility if they can see some advantages with the current funding they have to enhance the value of that money by getting federal matches. Is that
absolutely. No new money, just giving them flexibility within their budget. It's a large budget. Sometimes projects come sooner than others. Sometimes they cost less than they think, et cetera.
Mr. Co-Chair, if it's okay with you, just I would add that they let us know the amounts of money and how they did that.
Absolutely.
It happens. Don?
Mr. Chairman, this was up to $2.4 million per year?
Per year. I think that's the number, Don. It's actually the total number is $4.9 million at the military department, so if you split that in half into equal amounts per year, you know, 2.45 or whatever. So,
just a question, Don, on this. You know, on the major maintenance, we do it by formula and statute. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman,
or
yes.
Or by rule?
In statute, yeah. Or in the budget bill, at the end, we will distinguish the percentage for A&I, community colleges, and university as outlined on page 13.
Have we created any internal conflict if they come up with this number by statute and now some of that might be spent another way?
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe so. This would apply to the A&I portion. Only and would not affect UW and community colleges, and they would have the flexibility to transfer up to $2.45 million per year.
Here we got it. Discussion, further discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No, that has passed. Any other amendments? Any other amendments? All in favor?
I think we have one.
We have another one? Representative Moniz. It's coming around. I could say something about what else is coming around, but it's already come and gone. I wonder if this has something to do with the University of Wyoming, Representative Moniz.
Not really.
Okay, everybody got it? I'm not sure this is where this should be. I don't think it is. This is we're in major maintenance, and I think it'll be in another part of the budget. Okay?
Can we just hang on to it then?
Just
get
hang
there?
On to this, and that'll give us the time to fine-tune it. Okay. On 7001, any other amendments? Okay, the motion is to close out 7001. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same. That has passed. Next budget for our consideration.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, John.
Sorry to interrupt here. on O27, which is K-12 major maintenance, they also have major maintenance, which we skipped over in agency O27 unit 0501 in an amount of $108 million school capital construction account. This would either be the appropriate place or to catch it in the round robin, but it was bypassed yesterday. It is not in the school Capcon bill, and it needs to be addressed. At least this is the general area where it would be in the major maintenance.
I think I was out of the room. Why did we bypass that, Mr. Co-Chair? Did you want to put it here?
I think it was just an oversight. I think we assumed it was in the school Capcon bill. I think it depends whether you want to open in round robin tomorrow or just do it now.
I thought we had a $110 million gain, and that would have been interesting. I think we just do it now, Mr. Co-Chair.
Okay,
I don't
so moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we have a motion there, second.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Give us the amount again, Don.
Mr. Chairman, it's $108 million for the biennium out of S6 school Capcon account.
It's out of the school. Well, that's in that bill as well, correct?
Mr. Chairman, it is not in the bill.
It's not in the bill. Okay. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. So now we have the major maintenance component for the college, the university, the state, and K through 12 in unit 7001, correct? Okay. Motion is to close 7001. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. 7101, page 18, the Flex Building LCCC, move Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments? Okay. All in favor of closing the budget 7101, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, that has passed. Unit 7201, page 22, Joint UW Student Center, LCCC, move Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman. Who has that? Oh, are you going to make it?
Representative Nicholas.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, we heard the testimony of President Joe Schaefer on this regards. As the committee will recall, this was the number one item 2 years ago on the community college list, and it got bumped down to number two because of the Flex Building. And the reason it was taken off the list 2 years ago is because the governor came back in terms of the procedures by which they were, it was kind of a Mickey Mouse, and he wanted to have them come back, redo it, review the system on how all of these are lined item and accredited. And so they went back. Lo and behold, it comes up back number two again. So I would submit that 2 years ago, but for the governor asking them to take it off the shelf and reconsider it, we would approve this 2 years ago. I've met with LCCC. They are ready. The schedule, three studies already been done. They can break ground on this in the spring. And so I would submit that the other testimony we heard that under the Level 3 study, it's not a $14 million project. It's now the total cost is going to be $27 million plus $3 million for the soft fund. So it's actually a $26, $27 million building. So I would request that we fund this in the amount requested, which is actually $3 million less than what the actual new costs come through.
Second.
So the motion is to spend $13 million more general fund money on the UW Student Center for LCCC. Do we have a second?
Yes.
That's correct. Correct.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to amend that motion. At this point, I heard that they had passed $25 million.
Turn your mic on, please.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Co-Chair, the testimony that I heard from the President was that they'd passed a $25 million bond. And so really, I had in my mind it was $7 million for the first one we just adopted and then $8 million for this one. And then we heard further testimony that through their level two and three studies, it increased by $3 million. And so my amendment is to reduce the representative's amendment from the governor's rec of 13 to reduce it to 11. And that's the testimony I have, that they'll be able to fully build this building and accomplish that goal. So they've got more local skin in the game, and in fact have taxed themselves up over $7 million now to do it. So as I won't repeat it. Everybody clear on that? Is there a second?
I'll second. Everybody understand? We're taking Senator Meyer.
I wish we would resist this amendment from the standpoint that the local skin in the game can be used in other areas as far as furniture and fixtures and other things that have to occur at the college. They've already obligated their mills, and there's not a lot more room to add more mills. I would think it would be appropriate to fund it at the $13 million because the price of the budget has gone higher than by the delay of a year, it's gone higher than the original budgeted amount.
For the discussion, y'all in favor of the motion, y'all understand the motion is to adjust it. And, Mr. Co-Chair, you're taking the state's portion down. You know, whatever they want to match on the other side, they can certainly do. So the authorization would be the same. You're just taking the state share down from 13 to 11. Everybody understand that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay, let's raise your hands. All in favor, raise your hands. One, two, three. Oh, that has passed. Okay, are there other amendments? I've got a question, Representative Nicholas. And here's the thought I have. You know, if we're having some, you know, the general fund has been hammered pretty hard, and my thought would be to, if we funded half of it now, and then we could set aside, and then we could come back in this supplemental and pick up the other half. I know that's not quite what you'd like to have. What does that do? And I'm thinking also in terms of scheduling for the building side of it to do it, not this year and make the big rush to do it, but do it later. What does this do to if we say took $11 million, funded $5.5 million now, and came back to do the rest?
Mr. Chairman, my understanding is that this is the only project of the community college request that's actually shovel ready in the sense that everything's done. And I've been told that if they build both of these at the same time, that they'll get economies of scale with their contractors, and that's one of the reasons why they have been very aggressive about getting them both funded at the same time, not to mention that they're both on the top of the list. And quite honestly, the only reason the governor did not fund both is just because they happen to come from one school. But in terms of economy of scale and saving money, that's the best and most efficient way to use those dollars. And, you know, the money's appropriated, it's sitting there, and so the other problem is bonding. If we only and the insurance component of it. So if we do a half and half, then that's likely to stall the program more than it would help. So
I don't understand on the bonding. What do you mean the bonding?
Well, just in terms of what having your contractors on, having all your contractors in line, doing everything you have to do for the subs to get it all lined up and ready to go.
That's a pretty weak argument, Representative Nicholas. But it's an argument. Senator Perkins.
So, in thinking about that, if what Representative Nicholas said is indeed, you know, there's no reason to believe it's not true, say it would start the spring, is I think what would happen is if we did that, we'd end up at the end, we'd have to authorize immediately. We'd have to make it effective immediately, and so we're still going to end up out of this next biennium. That'd be, I think, where we're at, because it'll actually be starting in the current biennium, then be in funding. I would think the construction would be probably right at about 2 years, so it'll end up in the 15-16 biennium.
Is this an amendment?
We're just discussing Chairman Bebas.
I guess my thing is if we're going to do it, and you got locally elected boards and folks to run it and figure it out. I sure as heck from Casper can't figure out what the schedule is going to be in Cheyenne at LCCC. So, but I do believe it's important. I think the amount we got in there is the right amount based on the testimony, and I think that's an all-in amount, Senator Meyer, with furniture, fixture, and equipment. That's the way it's been expressed as a total cost of the project. So whether it sits here or sits there or however it sits, I think it gives them flexibility to take advantage of opportunities.
Okay, I don't think anybody else have anything to say.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Esquibel.
I would move to amend the amendment to make the funding available immediately. And since they can start moving during this spring, let's just get it done.
Well, Representative, okay, we have a second on that? Who seconded it? Okay. Where are you going to get the money, Representative Escobel? I guess they'll just figure it out. Okay. Any other further discussion on the amendment? All in favor say aye. Okay, that has failed. Any other amendments? Any other amendments? Okay, everybody understand what we're voting on? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That has passed. Okay, we added $11 million to the good side or the bad side, depending on your perspective. Okay. All in favor of closing Unit 7201, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
That has been closed. Now we're on Unit 7301, page 25, Current Tech Center, Eastern Wyoming College. Move Governor Rex. Are there any amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to reduce the amount by $2,932,450, which would take it down to $20 million even.
Okay. Discussion? Representative Stubson.
And, Mr. Chairman, we had a lot of discussion about the very low match on this, and we all understand, I think, that this part of the state can't be expected to match like other parts of the state, but at the same time, I think to maximize state dollars, we have to have local communities leverage as much as they can, and I think this gets that done and gives them the money they need to do the project, but does require a little bit more from the local community.
Further discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meyer.
I certainly agree with the analysis of maximizing local funds as much as they can. If we look at this project, though, I don't believe this does have the furniture and fixtures and some of the other things, projects that are going to occur at the same time that necessarily aren't in this project of construction. And those are the things like raising some buildings and getting some parking lots moved around and those things that the Eastern was going to do on their own dime. But I certainly understand that, and I think we need to also, you know, look at the bonding levels of the other community colleges. And so, Mr. Chairman, what I would do is seek to offer an amendment on this. A mill levy is over at Eastern is we'll do $160,000. If you look at that over a 10-year period, that's $1.6 million. And what I would suggest we do is the $986,000, which was the match, was to move that up to $1.6 million and adjust the state funds accordingly. So the local match would be $1.6 million rather than $786,000. Mr. Chairman, what that does is put Eastern as far as the bonding capacity. There'll be three colleges that have more mill levies and three colleges that have less mill levies levied. So it puts Eastern right in the middle. Bonding capacities at these community colleges that have less ability to raise money for bonds, they still have the same requirements and obligations that all the other community colleges have that have higher bonding capacity levels, and they still have to meet all of those. So, Mr. Chairman, I think that this is a fair compromise. I realize that we have to have compromise to move forward on this. I think this puts it at a level that will allow Eastern to continue to do the other things that all other colleges have to do that have higher bonding levels and higher capacity for local funds. But still make sure that they have a good amount of skin in the game. And
Is there a second? Okay, moved and seconded. Further discussion? Representative Stupson?
And Mr. Chairman, is it my understanding that that additional mill would only take them to six? Is that right?
Senator Meyer?
No, Mr. Chairman, I think it's six and a half. They have another half mill for something else. I can't I don't remember what it is, but I think it takes them to six and a half. And you've got quite a few other. You've got three with that are going to be at seven or slightly over, and you've got three that are under six and a half.
Mr. Chairman, I guess speaking in opposition to the amendment, I think really my amendment would require them to go up to essentially seven mills, which is or seven and a half, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, if you look across the range of what colleges are doing in the state, that's not an unreasonable expectation, I don't think, if you're adding the sort of central and key facility to your college like we're looking at here. So I just don't think that's an unreasonable expectation.
Okay, further discussion? All in favor? Representative Moniz.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Senator Meyer, I have in my notes that they have soft commitments of $2 million. Could you address that?
Senator Meyer?
I believe, Representative, the soft commitments you're talking about are that they're moving to this the current programs that are in the current building are going to be moved to the new building. The current building is going to have to be raised. They're going to have to they're going to put in a parking lot area in where the old building was, and I'm sure there's some beautification and landscape in there, but very little probably up in that part of the woods. So I think those are some of the soft commitments. So most of the equipment they have is in pretty good shape, but as far as the welding equipment and different things like that, so they're not going to have to buy a lot of new welding equipment, but there's going to be quite a little bit of either some new welding stalls or moving the other stalls over, so there's going to be a lot of costs associated with that. So I think that's the soft commitment that they're putting forward. So if you add the soft commitment with the 1.6, then you're at a $3.6 million commitment to the project.
Okay. All in favor of Senator Meyer's amendment to the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, raise your hands. All in favor, raise your hands. Okay, that amendment has failed. Back on the original, on the original amendment.
Mr. Chairman?
Further discussion. Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make an amendment to the amendment. If we're going to do what Representative Stubbs wants, I think what we really would rather do is we need to increase the special revenue fund by the 932,450. And the reason I think we need to do it that way is what we've done is we've decreased the authority for the building by almost $1 million. And so, I mean, if we're going to, they still need authority to build the building. What we need to do is, we don't need to mess with that. We just need to change the
state portion.
The funding portion.
Okay. Well, if you have give us some numbers, Senator Perkins.
Sure. Sorry. Well, Mr. Chairman, the total amount stays. So what? Yeah, sure. It's 9.8. I have my calculator right here, Mr. Chairman. Plus 932,450. So what would happen is Mr. Chairman, the special revenue fund of 986,095 would go to 1.918545.
Co-chair,
would you simply just increase that special revenue by the amount that was cut, which was It was 2 million, or was it?
Well, you have to take the difference.
2,932,000.
Just a second, Mr. Co-chair, go ahead.
I think that I understand was to bring that down to $20 million, state's commitment. And so that amount that would have to move would be $2,932,450.
Net of the 986.
That's not right. I see head shaking.
Mr. Chairman, the motion was to bring down the state's commitment to $20 million. And so I think I'm looking at the right sheet. That would decrease, I think, general fund, $1,946,000.
Oh, okay.
I think it's saying the same thing.
I was looking at a different number, so I sorry for screwing.
Is everybody on the same page?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator
Meyer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to be clear. At the end of the day, we're still going to have the authorization of the capital outlay of $22,932,932. And the public other public funds. I want to be clear what that figure is, because that's what we're going to see in our sheet, right? And essentially, Mr. Chairman, if the intent of the maker is to force Eastern to have a $2 million commitment, then the other public funds is $3.2 million. You know, just so you guys know what the math is. I don't necessarily agree with the amendment, but if that's the intent, that's the numbers that need to be in there.
Okay, just let me explain what I think we're doing. The total construction amount stays the same at $22,932,450. The motion on the floor now is to reduce the state's portion to $20 million, and so you have the $2.932 million net of the $986 million the state's already committed, and that's a reduction that the state and how you net that out. Is everybody clear? Don, you got that?
Mr. Chairman, yes. I'd restate it as a increase of special revenue of $1,946,355 and a decrease of general fund of $1,946,355.
Yep. Everybody understand that?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meyer.
If I'm adding those two up, Mr. Chairman, we're at over $3.2 million for the special revenue. Is that correct?
No, I don't believe it is.
Where are we at? Let me time out, Mr. Chairman.
Time out.
Yeah, that's what I have, Senator Perkins.
$2,942,450. I'm good with that, Mr. Chair.
Everybody understand it? Okay, we have a motion on the floor. There have been no amendments. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
They opposed? That has passed. Anything else in Unit 7301? Nothing else? Don.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, that last vote was on Senator Perkins' amendment to Senator Stubbs, or Representative Stubbs' amendment.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so we're back on the main motion for the reduction as amended. Everybody understand that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That has passed. Anything else on Unit 7301?
No.
Motion is to close Unit 7301. All in favor say aye. That has passed. Unit 7401, page 29, Sheridan College Ag and Culinary Center. Move Governor's Rex. Any amendments?
Mr. Chairman, you know, I just thought about no money in my motion, but just to some of this is remodel, a little bit of new space, and just to give authorization. If they can come up with the money themselves, allow them to do it.
That's a motion?
That's my motion.
Is there a second? Okay, further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Anything else on 7401? Okay, I move. The motion is to close 7401. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed.
Mr. Chairman.
Don.
Sorry, just to clarify, your authorization is for $13 million, the full cost.
The amount, the whole amount, yeah, but no state funding involved. Just authorization to build.
Okay, we are now on Unit 7501, Riverton Student Success Center at Central. Page 32, move Governor's Rex.
Mr. Chairman.
Co-chair.
Same motion here to give authorization. This is, again, a remodel of space. Wouldn't really add to the state major maintenance. And so if the Central Wyoming can come up with that, find a way to do it, we'd give them authorization up to that $4,967,000 amount.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, everybody understand the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 That has passed. Any other amendments? I'm going to try this one since we're in a mood to go with shovel-ready projects. This is one that if you look at your narrative that Central's been working on for quite a while, and it's a remodeling of 37,000 square feet, and they have access to raise some other funds. So I would move that we spend $2,483,500 in general fund money to allow them to have the shovel-ready project ready to go. I don't know if I'll even get a second. Is there a second? that's the deal, and so I don't think we need to discuss it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The aye, let's just have a show of hands. All in favor, raise your hands. Okay, it's failed. Okay. Any other amendments on 7501? The motion is to close 7501. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 7601, page 35, Gillette Activity Center. Move Governor's Rex. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
I do have a motion. It's on page 35, looking at the table. They're requesting half of that amount of 9485769. And I just would reduce the state amount to 8 million even, and then move that corresponding reduction into special revenue.
You're asking for general fund appropriation?
8 million, and then move the, so less than what they asked for.
Okay, is there a second? Okay. Yeah, why is this any different than any of the others? Go ahead,
yeah,
Senator Meyer.
I guess we had the discussion that Eastern at $160,000 per mill would have to come up with the amount that they did. If we're gonna look at the mill levy bonding capacity of a poorer district, we need to look at the mill level bonding capacity of a richer district. So if we're gonna do a proportional dealer, what's the mill level capacity of the bonding capacity in the Gillette area per mill?
Is that per month or week?
Well, yes, that's exactly right, Mr. Chairman. You know, I mean, we're requesting a bonding capacity of 2 mills to do this. So I would say it's, you know, if they can do it with 2 mills, they should do it themselves.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
The reason I bring this forward is really just kind of as a person who travels Gillette and is around those venues, their whole school piece is changing. So they're moving their ninth graders into the high school from the junior highs, and that's this Gillette College has been using that south campus for these events, and they're no longer going to be able to do that. So I'm just looking for a kind of a solution in an area that's growing. If that's not the right number, make an amendment to reduce it or what have you, but I just thought we'd get the discussion going. I think it's a worthwhile project.
Okay. Go ahead, Senator Meyer.
Amendment to the amendment is to reduce the state funds to 2 million, have the project authorized with special revenue funds for the remaining part.
Is there a second to
that?
I'll second it. You know, when you look at the what they're planning on building up there, they want an athletic arena. It's been around since 2010. And the governor's rec was to not fund it. I just, you know, Gillette and Campbell County certainly has the funds to do it. We've spent a lot of money up there for a lot of different projects. I just don't think this is the time to do this at all, quite frankly. So we have a motion. President Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are several aspects I'd like to bring to the table, I guess, in this discussion. One of them builds on what Chairman Harshman was just describing, that the college there has been utilizing the space in the South Campus and are no longer going to be able to do that. They need this facility now. They have raised the local funds for their fair share of this project and are ready to go. It includes educational space in addition to the other things that are part of this project. To the discussion about mill levies, I would remind you all that Gillette College is unique and that the mill levies are in Sheridan County. Gillette has always taxed ourselves locally, raised those funds locally to build those facilities and have done a superb job of doing that. I think we're rightfully proud. On the flip side of that, it's kind of like the discussion that we've had over the years in terms of the Gillette Water Project, in that Campbell County should not be treated differently than other counties in the state and deserve to have some state support, since so much of what builds infrastructure across the state flows out of that county. So I would just argue that that we should do the full amount that they are matching. I guess I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, the other thing, too, in speaking in favor of the amendment, you know, we've gone through a lot of effort to try to prioritize these projects. The commission has prioritized it. And if you look at this, you know, we didn't think Central was worth funding, because then it was ranked higher priority. Sheridan College was ranked higher priority. And now we're going to jump into the middle and do Gillette. You know, it's just, if we're going to have any ability to put some kind of credence in how we rank these, we're just throwing it out the window now. And if we're going to do that, just spend the money on all of them. Anyway, further discussion on the amendment?
Mr. Chairman?
Reverend Wallace?
You know, honestly, I kind of think that funding all of them is not a bad idea. I'm serious.
I'm really glad I mentioned that.
I'm serious. I know that will surprise some of you coming from my mouth, but in the big scheme of things, of where we spend money in this state, in a situation like we're looking at today, I think investing in our community colleges is one of the best things that we can possibly do.
You know, I don't think any of us would disagree. It's just a matter of the money we have. We're talking about the capital. We're talking about a lot of different strains on our revenue stream. And if we, what is the total if we fund them all? Isn't that $100 million, something like that? Anyway, while you're looking at that.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meyer.
You know, I think you convinced me that we probably should just go with authorization for that. So I'd seek to amend my amendment to just say that it's just for authorization only.
Well, we've already got a Senator Meyer. We've already got a motion on the floor to fund it at the level that Mr. Co-Chair suggested.
Mr. Chairman, so the mechanism is.
You have an amendment already that's been seconded. Do you want to withdraw that amendment?
I would withdraw that amendment and substitute an amendment for authorization, so we treat this area the same way that we treated other areas.
Okay, we can't do that at this point in time until we dispense with the co-chair's amendment. I do not want to withdraw your other amendment.
Okay, all right.
So let's vote on the funding of $2 million. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay, raise your hands if you're in favor of it. Okay, 7-5. That fails.
Okay.
Okay, now we're back on the main motion, Mr. Co-Chair's amendment to spend. How much is it?
Mr. Chairman, I have $8 million in general funds and the balance $10,971,539 in special revenue.
Mr. Chairman.
And how much money does it cost to do all of them? Did you get that number?
Mr. Chairman, it's roughly $75
million. Yeah.
Well, that sure takes care of our little surplus we have. Okay, well, Mr.
Chairman,
was speaking.
Senator Meyer?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the amendment, I would offer another amendment, and that is to just... To authorize the building with no state funds. I think that's consistent with what...
Senator Meyer, we still have another amendment on the floor right now
that
we have to deal with. Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to... I'm not sure. I was going to make an amendment to the amendment, which I think is
still out
there.
It's still out there.
Chairman, which would be to lower that authorization to 4 instead of 8.
Yeah, I'll second that. Further discussion. Further discussion. You know, how are we picking and choosing, committee? Let's think about this a minute. You know, it's so if we're gonna do some percentage, you ought to be consistent. You know, and allow every college that same. And we're talking about a lot of money. As Representative Wallace, you got something?
What's the effect of that? I mean, basically you're saying that they have to build the project for $4 million less than they've planned, and, you know, I think we need to allow the colleges who have determined what their needs are, you know, if we're gonna authorize it, authorize it. I don't think it's right to second guess them in that way.
Well, the motion we have now, we have an amendment to spend $8 million, and I think in your amendment, did you include to authorize the entire amount, Mr. Co-Chair?
I did, and I that was my question of Mr. Stubson's amendment to the amendment, is to still authorize the full amount. Is that correct? And reduce the state amount by four. I want to be clear.
So the full amount of $18.971 million is authorized, and the amendment to the amendment now takes the state's share to $4 million and adjusts accordingly. So you subtract the $4 million from the $18.9, and that would be the remaining amount that they would have to come up with in Campbell County. Everybody understand that?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Now, Senator Meyer.
Time out for a second.
I want
to discuss a little bit about some consistency, and I think you brought up an appropriate thing. Before I do that, I want to apologize to Representative Wallace. Once in a while, when I get hit in the nose, I try to hit back, and you were in the way. So, but I would say, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman, that you know, we have to be consistent. After we went through the recommended capital outlays here, and we decided we were going to do some ad hoc on the run authorizations, and we started off basically with that. Okay, well, if the state doesn't have the money, we're not going to stand in the way of the community colleges, and we'll authorize that if they can come up with the funds. And then we get down the road, and then we're picking different percentages and things. And so, you know, I think it's appropriate to, in this discussion, is to say to ourselves, say, have that timeout and say, well, what are we actually trying to do? Do we want to authorize all of these without the state funds because we're not willing at this time or maybe have the funds to authorize these things? And it probably isn't fair to pick and choose different percentages back and forth. So, Mr. Chairman, I guess we can go back to time in, and I'd say I would hope that we defeat these two motions and look at the possibility of just adding authorization without any state funds on the rest of the projects.
Thank you, Senator Meyer. The motion on the floor is to reduce the state share to $4 million and still have it authorized at the levels needed to build the facility. Everybody understand that? The motion, the amendment to the amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay, raise your hand if you're in favor of it.
This is to reduce it to four?
Yes. One, two, three, four, five, six. That fails. Okay, we're back to the $8 million. Any other amendments? Yeah, before we vote on this, you know, look what we're doing, members of this committee. I mean, I understand the desire to build and the commitment to community colleges. Now we're picking and choosing projects that have, for whatever reason, we have a system set up that's supposed to prioritize, and you're picking and choosing. You walked right by Sheridan College. I guess that's because there's nobody here from Sheridan County on the committee. And I tried Central, and I'm comfortable with not doing it. And I just think we're setting a priority here and doing some things that we're going to regret.
Mr. Chairman.
Co-Chair.
You know, and I think your words as you mentioned that and as we talk about that, and so I was just kind of thinking about the last couple motions and where we're at, and I think we all value our community colleges. We like building things and want to get that going, and so that amount that Representative Stubson that was unsuccessful was $4 million was about 20% of the project in Gillette, and so, you know, I think if that amount, that 20%, 21% would be successful, I'd like to go back and reopen the Riverton and Sheridan and make proposals for about that same amount, 20%, and give authorization and treat everybody kind of similar, all those communities in those districts. And, you know, some are getting more, certainly, and have bonded to do that. Of course, Eastern's getting about 90% of it. Casper's zero, and everybody's fine with that. Everybody's got different circumstances. But I think on these three projects that are, and perhaps Western Wyoming that are in the middle there, so I'd hope we could arrive at probably that four million amount, which would be about 21% of the project, and then maybe go back and revisit those other two. That's.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So you have a.
Just reopen those. You don't want to. You don't want to go to 20%.
No.
Okay, we're getting a little out of control. We have a motion on the floor right now for $8 million. Now, there's been moved. You know, I'm going to rule the $4 million out of order because we've already voted on $4. If you want to come with another number, I'll allow that, Mr. Co-Chair. We've already voted on $4. Do you have another number?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd move that number to $4,250,000.
Okay. You could have gone the other way.
I thought it was going to be $4,001,000.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, time out for a second here. We're talking about spending a lot of money at 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning. What are we looking at if we, of all these projects, if we do the 20%? I know the way it was 50, $75 million for...
Mr. Chairman, I think it'd be about $2.6 million at Sheridan and about $2.1 million at Riverton. Haven't got as far as Rock Springs yet. And then that's kind of where I'd left it, you know. Casper zero, and then I wasn't looking any farther.
Mr. Chairman?
I just think these top
Meyer.
Five or...
Maybe the way we look at it, Mr. Chairman, around the percentage, you just say, for, you know, we've got the four projects. Excuse me.
We got the four projects funded. Maybe we say, okay, we're going to do a commitment of another $30 million or $40 million or $20 million, whatever that is, and just proportionally do that, authorize all of them at the construction cost and give that proportional of that total amount that we're willing to spend. Because otherwise it could get out of hand and we might spend a lot more money than we even want to consider. And I don't know what the committee thinks about that. We ballpark the total and then work on the percentages.
You know, while we're calculating that number, Mr. Co-Chair, the other thing, too, and you and I have talked about being able to take part of the surplus cash that we have and put it into the what I call the E-LISRA, the account for school foundation program, and certainly some of this money will be reducing that amount. And you know, if we look at the big picture, that's my concern is what we're doing here. You know, we just approved how much money for LCCC, that was it, $11 million, I believe.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Stubson.
You know, if we do that 20% figure and the 4.25 and we stop at the Gillette Activity Center, the total looks like $7,843,400. So it actually ends up being less than the overall $8 million that was originally
proposed. Those are those top five projects, top five, six projects. The rest of them are way farther down the list, you know, and when you look at, Mr. Chairman, at Albany County LCCC campus, you know, that's got a long ways to go, I think, for it to get support and in my mind. And so I think these ones higher up on the list have been ranked higher. And so that's $7 million less than the original $8 million amendment that was made on this one project to really get three projects going.
Senator,
I guess it's just a question. I mean, has anybody talked with if we do this, is anybody really going to charge forward on these projects with a 25% funding? I mean, what does it do to authorize if people are interested in doing that? It doesn't even get to authorize this money and have it sit there. And so if you know something that we don't with respect to folks wanting to go forward, even though they got to pay 75% of the project, you need to let us know because you know, I don't think it's a particularly good idea, but I don't want to appropriate money that. To do this and have this battle, if people aren't going to do that, and this money's just going to sit there.
My notes on the Riverton project, it says want at least to get authorization. I wrote that plainly in my notes, and then on the Sheridan piece that they're going to co-locate the labs, would like authorization. Those are my notes on those. So,
President Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And while obviously I haven't had the conversation about these specific amounts, I think that Gillette College would move forward. That's what we've always done when we are faced with these needs. I just would argue that we deserve consideration. This is something that is going to happen in this biennium in our community.
Mr. Chairman, I think we can reasonably anticipate for supplemental budgets, though all three will come back and ask for the rest of the funding next year. So I think we have to anticipate that in our budgeting.
Well, and that gets back, Representative Nicholas, my discussion about if we would put a little money aside for LCCC and bring it back later. But as Senator Perkins pointed out, it's a given that it's going to happen. And I think clearly that we'll be looking at these, well, maybe this committee isn't, but the next committee would be looking at these three amounts that they would go for the other 28%. So, well, you know, do we have a number on the first? What you're saying, Mr. Co-Chair, well, let's deal with the first one we have, which is the we are at the Gillette Activity Center. Where we are now is to reduce the amount to $4,250,000 state share, and we still would authorize the entire amount, correct, Mr. Co-Chairman?
Correct, Mr. Chairman.
It's been moved and seconded. Further discussion? Further discussion. All in favor, raise your hand. Okay, that has passed.
Mr. Chairman, if we could open up 7501 on
okay,
page 32.
I'll allow that.
Okay.
John?
Mr. Chairman, just for technical purposes, that was still the amendment to your original amendment
okay.
of $8 million that need to dispose of
I'm
that.
Sorry. So that has passed. We have so many amendments here, I can't even keep track. Okay, back on Representative Stupson's original amendment. No, not Representative Mr. Co-Chair's original amendment to take it to $8 million, and now it's at 4.25. Everybody understand what we're doing? $4.25 million general fund. Are we right, Don? Okay. On the amendment as amended, all in favor say aye. Raise your hands again. It's still 7. Okay. 7 to 5. That has passed. Okay. Any other amendments on 7601? Motion is to close 7601. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That has passed. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd ask that 7501 be reopened.
That's appropriate.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Don, I don't know if you've worked the amount. Just quickly, it was about 2.1. What error was?
It's about
then 1 point. What's that amount? 21% is how much? You did 20%, Bradley. I was working off 21%, but that was a closer amount. But what do you
Mr.
Have?
Chairman, the motion, if you wish to make it would be an increase of the general fund of $1,043,070.
Okay, that's my motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, further discussion? All in favor, raise your hands. Okay, that has passed. All right, the next one. The motion is to close unit 7401. All in favor say aye. I'm sorry, 7501. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Okay, Sheridan College, 7401. Mr.
Thank
Co-Chair.
You, Mr. Chairman. Again, if that 21%, I think it's 2.6 or
yeah, that's
what Sheridan. Is that?
What is the percentage, Don? Is it 2.1?
21% is what we're using?
Yes, that's what we...
And, Mr. Chairman, we have $2,730,000.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved. And on the Sheridan College, you get how much do you have?
Mr. Chairman, 21% of the $13 million total cost is $2,730,000 general fund increase.
Okay, all in favor of that? Everybody understand the motion? All in favor, raise your hand. Okay, that's passed. Any others, Mr. Co-Chair?
I think that's the top one.
Okay, Unit 7401, the motion is to close. Unit 7401, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That has passed. Okay, maybe we should take a short break, a Senate stretch, and see what we've just done. Are we live? Okay, let's go. Okay. What's the damage, Don?
Mr. Chairman, the committee has added $17,076,735 for community college construction. That's on top of the $29 million that was approved by the governor for a total of $46
million. Okay, and that includes LCCC, Sheridan, CWC, and the campus at Gillette. And then we still have more to go. Is that correct?
No, Eastern was a reduction.
Eastern. Okay, let the record show that Eastern was reduced. That'll make, okay, so that includes LCCC, two buildings. It includes Eastern's. It includes Sheridan. It includes Central. It includes Gillette Campus. Okay. Okay, and then the last. Okay, then we are now on, as I understand it, Unit 7701, page 38. Is that correct? Okay. Here we go. Unit 7701, page 38, Student Success Center, Western Wyoming College. Move Governor's Rex. Any amendments? Okay. Second? Is there a second? Okay. Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. That has passed. Further amendments? Okay. The motion is to close 7701. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Okay. 7801. Oops. I just pushed the wrong button and it all. Okay, we're now on Unit 7801, page 42, Instructional Technology and Digital Education Building, Western College. Move Governor's Rex. Any amendments? Any amendments? Okay. The motion is to close 7801. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. 7901, Agriculture and Equine Center, Casper College, page 46. That's been dealt with, but... Let's see, what do we do since that's been taken care of in the governor's letter?
Mr. Chairman, I think you still should vote, and the vote really is governor's rec and then close the budget, but
okay.
Either way.
Do I have a motion? Seconded. The motion is governor's rec on 7901. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that is passed. The motion is to close 7901. All in favor say aye.
Mr. Chairman, time out on that. I thought yesterday we said that whatever the subsequent action was the one that controlled. So my concern is should it be Gov's Rec as modified by the governor's letter so it's clear that we've done that. I don't want to be in a situation where we've modified the governor's letter by subsequent action.
I think that's appropriate, Senator Perkins. Modify that amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I'd modify the motion.
Okay, is there a second? I'll second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that is passed. Okay, the motion is to close 7901 as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 70, this is 7801. I don't know why it's a different number. Is that correct? 7801, page 50, Jackson Center, Central Wyoming College. The motion is Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments? Any amendments? Hearing none?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Reverend Meyer.
I move for authorization and 21%. I hate spending money, Mr. Chairman, but the from what I could tell on this is that this program was utilized. They were having a real hard time trying to find some place to park it. And I don't know whether the 21% will go. I doubt they'll probably have to come back, but at least it'll give some indication that the importance of it in the ranking process of next go-around. So I'd move the full authorization in and 21% of the total authorization. The general fund.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Is there a second? there a second? Okay, it dies for lack of second.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Esquivel.
I do have a note on this project that they're just requesting level two funding this year. Although I don't know exactly what that amount is, maybe someone else might have another note of what the figure was, but might look at giving them the level two funding.
Yeah, Representative Esquivel, the level two funding, I think, is in the narrative, and it's $760,000. Is that correct, Don? I think that's a note that we all took to.
Mr. Chairman, I do have a note that they're requesting level $2 if it's not funded. Oh, yes, and it says Central Wyoming is requesting $760 for project design.
Is that a motion,
Mr. Chairman, I would make that motion.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. and there's no authorization for this, so this is just to do the next level design. Okay, everybody understand the motion? All in favor, raise your hands. Let's see how many we got. One, two, three, four, five. That fails.
Time out. Question. This is authorization for them to spend their own money, or is this an appropriation?
Appropriation.
This is an appropriation.
Okay, that failed.
Mr. Chairman.
President Wallace.
So in order for them to spend their own money, we would have to authorize that $760,000? Is that what I'm hearing?
I mean, I don't think you do. I think
Okay. Well, never mind.
They don't have the money to do it, so it doesn't make any difference. So this nothing's going to happen with this project is the way it shakes out. It was a commission number 10 priority too. So, okay, any other amendments on 7A01? Motion is to close 7A01. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Next one is 7C01, page 53, Lancer Hall expansion, Eastern. Motion is Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments? Senator Meyer?
Let's see. I'm trying to get down here. I'm trying to find the line with it. I think the governor approved it.
Yep, he did.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
You want to reduce the amount that the governor approved?
No, I'll let the House members do that, Mr. Chairman.
Hey. Hearing no amendments, the motion is to close 7C01, Lancers Hall Eastern. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Next budget is 7E01, Technical Center Northwest. Motion is Governor's Rex. It's on page 56. Are there any amendments? Hearing none, the motion is to close 7E01. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed.
Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, I'm interpreting your motion to approve the governor's rec when you're closing.
Well, my motion was to approve the governor's rec. Okay, we're on 7F01, page 60, school building, SBC contingency fund. Move governor's rec. Are there any amendments? Any amendments?
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I think this is the point where I'd like to about the lab situation at the University of Wyoming. It's our understanding through testimony that it was the exact same designer company that built our DCI lab, which is also a level three lab. And so I guess it was brought to our attention that perhaps we want to take a look at that. Is there anybody have any notes on that? I don't know that we need more money, but just to maybe direct it in here in a small appropriation to make sure that lab is evaluated. And so I thought that'd be maybe under this contingency appropriate place to make that motion. So my motion is to appropriate $50,000 general fund for the investigation, make sure that lab is built to the specs and standards that it's supposed to be.
It's been moved and seconded. The only comment I would make, Mr. Co-Chair, is that if you look at the language, this is a contingency fund, and the State Building Commission certainly has a latitude to spend it in this regard, do it their own way. Anyway, further discussion? All in favor, let's raise your hands. And let's count them. Raise your hands. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kate, that has passed. $50,000 additional. Don?
Mr. Chairman, this was an additional $50,000.
Yep.
It is. You know, and Mr. Chairman, before we leave this, I guess you could, you know, and we could make it out of that amount in there, certainly. That contingency is built on the construction budget, but I mean, I think we can leave it in there and go from there, but I understand your point. But
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Moniz.
Just a question. Are we directing the $50,000 towards the investigation of that lab so that they will do that?
It was earmarked for that only.
Yeah.
Okay, any other amendments to SF7F01? Hearing the motion is to close with Governor's Rex as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. The next budget is 7H01. There is nothing in that budget. On page 64, I move Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments? Okay, the motion is to close 7H01 with Governor's Rex and not amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that has passed. Okay, now we're going into the military department. Everybody there, Unit 7001, page 68, Afton Armory Construction, move Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments?
Question.
Hearing none, the motion is to close Unit 7001 as recommended by the Governor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Next one for our consideration is Unit 7101, Regional Training Institute, Level 3 Construction, page 71. I mentioned that. Move Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments? Hearing none, the motion is to close Unit 7101 with Governor's Rex. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 7201, page 74, Armory Maintenance Statewide. Move Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments? Senator Hastert?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for clarification, did Co-Chairman's amendment took care of this earlier, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Just clarifying. Thank you.
Are there any amendments? Okay, the motion is to close Unit 7201 with Governor's Rex. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Okay, we're on Unit 7001, page 78, Livestock Pavilion and Show Center. Move Governor's Rex. Any amendments? Hearing none, the motion is to close Unit 7001 with Governor's Rex. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that has passed. Unit 7001, Law Enforcement Academy, page 83. Is that the correct page we're on, Don? The motion is Governor's Rex. Any amendments? Hearing none.
Mr. Chairman.
Yep. Representative Nicholas.
I would move that we deny the Governor's Rex for this facility. I just don't think that, based upon the testimony we heard, and the mechanism now is that they just go off base and do the same thing, and they just want to have another facility for training, and I just would move to deny the budget for it.
Have a second? Okay, moved and second. Further discussion?
Time out, Mr. Chairman. I got to look.
Okay, time out. No, the State Fair we passed. This is the Law Enforcement Academy. Okay, we ready? Everybody understand the motion? Senator Meyer, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. The motion is to close Unit 7001, Governor's Rex as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that has passed. We're now on to Unit 7001. Carissa Mine, Fire Suppression, page 88. Motion is Governor's Rex. Any amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move to fund this at $250,000 and authorization for them to pursue the rest. I think it's a great tourism facility in the central part of the state, one of the few mines left in Wyoming that still has a lot of the original features. I think it could be a real boon for that part of the state on a tourism basis.
Is there a second? It's been moved.
Mr.
Second.
Chairman?
Further discussion.
Mr. Senator Chairman, I would offer an amendment to the amendment, and that would be that the $250,000 is directed to do whatever fire protection measures they can do, and that they would come back with but also that they would footnote with it that they would come back with a refined estimate of the project and what it really takes to get this done. That would be my motion.
I'm confused, Senator Perkins. Are you saying that the $250,000 will be earmarked for? Say that language again.
I do want the $250,000 to go for fire suppression, but I would like a footnote to go along with this that would require that they come back with a revised and more specific plan for what's needed to protect the asset at Carissa Mine.
Mr. Chairman, does that include a cheaper plan?
Hopefully that's the okay. Well, it'll be a more cost-effective plan. Yes, there we go. Good idea.
As long as it's granular, we'll go along with
it. Yeah.
That.
And this
okay. We have a motion to the amendment to the amendment. There a second? It's seconded. Senator Meyer.
Yeah. Does that mean basically that they get the $250,000, but they can't spend it till we find out how they're going to spend it, or do they get to spend it and tell us what they did in their plan? I mean, is the $250,000 appropriated but not effective until the next?
Senator Meyer, the way it is, they get $250,000 to spend how they want. That's the way the amendment is.
Fire suppression.
That's fire suppression. And then we have another amendment on the floor to add a footnote. So let's deal with the footnote first. Any further discussion on the proposed amendment to the amendment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that is passed. Now we're back on the amendment as amended. Senator Meyer?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, the way I look at it right now is that they get $250,000, but they're just going to, as I was saying, is that they're going to spend it, and we hope it's cost-effective, but we'll know how they spend it, but necessarily if they don't spend it in a cost-effective manner, we won't have an option to say whether we approve it or not.
Do you have an amendment?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I guess my amendment would be is that no funds shall be spent until approval of the plan.
So who's going to approve the plan?
Be the legislature, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, that means
Mr. Chairman, if they come in and give us a plan before the end of this session that we can buy off on, they can run with it. But if they can't,
everybody.
Don?
Don, do you have a question or comment?
Mr. Chairman, I think that's possible. You'd have to pull this amendment out on the floor if a plan is presented to you that's acceptable.
Okay, we have a proposed amendment to the amendment. It's been seconded. Everybody understand it? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, that has failed. We're back on the original amendment. Further discussion? Okay, the amendment is we're going to spend $250,000 for fire suppression with the footnote that they will come back with a more realistic, cost-effective, granular budget on what it should really cost. Okay. Everybody ready to vote? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that has passed. Further amendments to 7001. Hearing none, the motion is to accept the governor's recs as amended. To close, Unit 7001, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 7101, Health and Safety, State Parks, Cultural Resources. Move Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, they have a long list of things they would like to do and just likes. I would motion to reduce this by $500,000.
Is there a second? Is the motion to just reduce it proportionally to all projects or any specific project, Representative Burkhart?
All projects, Hit? Mr. Chairman.
Proportionally. Don?
And, Mr. Chairman, there's two types of funds here. There's special revenue funds and federal funds.
Right. You're only talking about special revenue funds, I would assume.
Correct, Mr. Chairman.
And is there a match required there that we have to correlate, Don? Probably. If there is, it'll be the corresponding adjustment in the match.
That's my intention, Mr. Chairman.
Everybody understand the amendment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, all in favor, raise your hands. Okay, that has failed. Okay, further amendments? The motion is to close Unit 7101 with Governor's Rex. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That has passed. God dang it.
I hate that when it disappears.
Poof. I apologize, committee. My finger got in the way and everything just disappeared. Okay, we're on unit.
That's a way to cut the motion's
passed. Especially 7-5.
We're on unit 7201, page 95, Territorial Prison under State Parks Cultural Resources. The motion is Governor's Rex. Any amendments? Any amendments? Hearing none, motion is to close unit 7201 with Governor's Rex. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 7301, page 99, water-related facilities, state parks. The motion is Governor's Rex. And this uses the gas tax on motorboats and federal funds. Any amendments? Hearing none, the motion is to close 7301 with Governor's Rex. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. The next budget is 7101. Wildlife Forensic Fish Pathology Lab, page 104. The motion is Governor's Rex, and I believe we have an amendment.
You do, Mr.
This
Chairman.
This is your show there, Mr. Representative Moniz. This is it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I propose that we spend $4 million as appropriated for the acquisition of the Wildlife Forensic and Fish Health Laboratory. Of that amount, $3.5 million is appropriated for the acquisition of the Laramie Technology Building, conditioned upon an agreement of the entire proceeds to be used to construct a new office space for business recruitment to be located in the Cyrus Sky Business Park. The remaining $500,000 shall be available exclusively for remodeling the cost and shall be expended only after a budget for the expenditures is approved by the governor.
Been moved and seconded. Senator Meyer.
Don, this might be for you or Brett. These are 100% general fund. Could commission funds be used in any percentage of this? Because we've gone back in, Mr. Chairman, and put a lot of the things that we had the commission spend with general fund money. Offset that with general fund money and freed up a lot of commission dollars. And I'm just wondering if this particular type of a expenditure is dollars that could be spent used with commission dollars. And if it is, then, you know, I'm thinking that maybe a match is appropriate or 100% commission dollars, because we've stepped up to the plate and basically backfilled all of those areas this year in the budget. That freed up a lot of commission dollars. So I guess the question is this type of expenditure, can commission dollars be spent on it?
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I don't think it's quite accurate to say that we have backfilled a bunch of commission dollars. Since they are, we did replace the $220,000 that the governor denied, but I remind the committee that the Game and Fish Commission pays for all of the overhead for all five of those generally funded programs currently. So it's not that we're really freeing up commission dollars.
Okay. One question, Representative Moniz. You said $4 million, the governor's was $4.1. Is there a reason you changed it?
Mr. Chairman, only that I think this will accomplish.
Okay. All right, we have a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd still like to get an answer to whether or not we can use commission dollars on this project, or are they prohibited?
Yeah, the answer, Senator Meyer, is they have authority in their budget to do whatever they want, and if they want to prioritize and spend it here, have you got an amendment on how much you want them to spend in this?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd say that the general funds are $3 million and other funds are $1
million. Okay, is there a motion to that effect?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. $3 million general fund, $1 million will come from the commission out of their other funds.
Mr. Chairman, just a comment if I could. The commission, I don't think, has the funds. The other comment I might make, that this lab could also be shared by the Ag Department. I think we can accomplish a number of things here. Most of the commission shortfall is already because of legislative mandates. I would oppose your amendment, but that's up to the body.
Further discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meyer?
With that information, I withdraw that my second approval, and just say that any rental income that's not used for Game and Fish Department purposes shall go to the state of Wyoming.
Yeah, I seconded your motion, and I don't want to withdraw it. So
okay, all right, okay. Mr. Chairman.
You know, I would speak in favor of it. You know, we have a commission. I know there's some stress in their funding levels and issues, but it's like anything in the real world that I live in. You prioritize, and if it's a priority for them, my goodness, I'd love to have someone pay 75% of a building that I want, and I've got to find 25% of it. I was thinking more 50-50. Anyway, anybody else have any comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, all in favor.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dockstader.
Mr. Chairman, could we just have a clarification? Representative Moniz says the commission doesn't have the funds. It's my understanding they do. Could we have some clarification either from Don or from someone?
Well, Senator Dockstader, the commission spends the money as they want. I mean, that's what they do. They can spend it in all of their programs, the staff. They're totally independent other than the general fund dollars we appropriate. That's where they are, and that's what they can do. Now, they may have to reprioritize and take money away from other areas, but that's their decision. That's the commission's decision. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, do we know how much room the Ag Department wants? Because the Ag folks do have funds and trust funds available if they really want to share the building with it. I guess we don't have any input on that. But
Representative Nichols, I don't know the answer to that. Let's see what happens with this motion and this entire thing, and we can always fix it in round robin if there's some things we want to do. Okay, the amendment to the amendment is to split the $4 million, $3 million general fund, $1 million to the commission out of their operating funds. All in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That has passed. Okay, we're back on the amendment as amended. I would offer an amendment. And the amendment would be to end on the third line after building, insert period. And then the language after that will read that of the $4 million appropriated, $500,000 shall be used to remodel the existing building. However, if half of the $3.5 million will revert to the Wyoming Business Council to be utilized for business-ready communities in the future. Do I have a second? Okay, everybody understand the
motion? No.
Okay, let me explain to you. We've had some discussion, and Representative Perkins had an amendment to the Business Council budget, and what the purpose of this is we have granted the $3.5 million already to the Laramie Economic Development people to build this building. Now they're going to get paid for it and keep all the money. The purpose is to let them keep half the money minus the $500,000 to fix it up, and half would go back to the business council to reutilize through their process to go out for economic development. And if you remember Representative Perkins' amendment, or Senator Perkins' amendment to the business council, I believe you had all of it coming back, and we're going to talk about that in round robin. That's a little tough. That's the purpose of the amendment. So if the $4 million appropriated, $500,000 would be utilized to remodel, and that's fair. Then the other $3.5 million, Laramie County Economic Development would keep half of it. Half of it goes back to the business council, business-ready communities, to be to go back into the system to be reauthorized and used wherever they want to use it.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to amend your motion because $1 million now is coming out of the Game and the Fish Fund. And so, to me, it ought to be deducted. So you're starting at a base of $3 million minus $500,000, so it would be $2.5 million would come back.
Okay. I agree with that. I'll second
half
that.
Half of the 2.5.
Yeah, I will second that.
So,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, it would be half of the 2.5.
Half of the 2 instead of 1.5.
Yeah, that's a good catch. Okay. All in favor of that amendment?
Mr. Chairman.
Say aye. Senator Hastert.
I just, when you say the existing building, you mean the room that they're in? And I'm sorry, no, I misunderstood.
Senator Hastert, this is an entire building, a new building that was utilized, business-ready community dollars to build. It's sitting there. It's vacant. It was for a company called Well Dog, I believe. They went belly up. And so they're going to try to utilize the building, which makes good sense and all of that. So the amendment would be we would split the $2.5 million, and that's a good catch. I would second that. Everybody understand? All in favor say aye.
One quick question before we vote, Mr. Chairman. And so what would happen is for the Laramie Economic Development Group to come back, they would actually have to go back to build the new building in the Cyrus Sky Business Park. They would actually have to work with business-ready communities and potentially get the rest of that back so they could build that building.
So their amount would actually be 1.25. Yeah. That's what they get. Back.
And then,
okay. And then they throw it into the mix like everybody else. Everybody understand? Okay, let's vote on the amendment to the amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. We're back on the original amendment as amended. Any further discussion? Further discussion?
Don,
everybody understand the amendment as amended?
Don has some.
Don?
Sorry, but I think you voted on Representative Nicholas's amendment to your amendment.
Right.
Now you'll vote on yours, and all of this is on his amendment.
I know. I understand that. So we're voting on my amendment to the original amendment. Everybody understand that? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Now we're on Representative Moniz's original amendment.
No, as amended.
As amended.
As amended.
I understand. Everybody got it? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that has passed. Are there any other amendments or amendments to the amendments to the amendments? I think we got it. Hearing none, the motion is to close Unit 70-101 as amended to the amendment with Governor's Rex amended. Everybody understand that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Next unit is Unit 70-201, page 107, Horse Creek Elk Fence. Move Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments? Any amendments? We are on page 107. Time out. Okay, Representative Moniz, go ahead. We're on the fence.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meyer.
My amendment is to reduce the general funds by 50%.
I'll second that. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Further amendments? Okay, the motion is to close Unit 70-201, Governor's Rex as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 70-301, page 111, Story Hatchery Diversion Repair. Motion is Governor's Rex. Any amendments? Hearing none, the motion is to close Unit 70-301 with Governor's Rex. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 7401, page 115, Carlson Creek and Heward Ditch Pipeline. Motion is Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments? Hearing none, the motion is to close Unit 7401 with Governor's Rex. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 7501, page 118, Boulder Rearing Station. Motion is Governor's Rex. Any amendments? Hearing none, the motion is closed. Unit 7501 with Governor's Rex. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 7601, ADA compliant comfort stations. Motion is Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, I would motion to amend that to $200,000.
There a second? Okay, moved and second. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is passed. Any other amendments? The motion is to close Unit 7601, Governor's Rex, as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 7101, new school building, boys school, under DFS. Motion is Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments? Don, on this one, we looked at some of the land income funds that were available, and there wasn't really a whole lot of money there to pick up this, was there?
Mr. Chairman, there's about $1.9 million.
And is that in a revenue-generating account that comes off the trust fund?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Mr. Chairman? Senator Meyer.
I guess I'd move that we reduce the general fund by $1 million and use $1 million of the land fund.
Do we have a second? Okay, moved and second. Everybody understand what we're doing?
I do. Mr. Chairman, my only question is out of that $1.9 million, and I can find it here. What fund number is that, Don?
Yeah, we got it here.
I can. And that is that's an emission fund, I believe. Is it under reform school?
Fund.
I just looked at it last night, but you had the number. What page, Mamie? Of course, these pages aren't numbered.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Perkins.
While we're on this timeout, I think we also would ask if we were trying to figure out why this couldn't be paid for out of the school facilities commission as well. And did we ever get an answer to that?
I think, Mr. Chairman, fund K-12 schools for correctional facilities.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman?
Account N-05.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Account number N-05, fund number N-05.
N as in Nancy?
Yep, and it's $1.905 million as of 11/26 of 2013.
I can find it.
And it's received proceeds from rentals for the ordinary use of state lands, bonus interest on purchase money, designated by the Constitution, da-da-da-da. Yeah, we can sure use it.
Well, where does it? I'm still looking for it. It's not,
two
okay,
pages
here it
in
is.
The back.
Got it. Now, does this? There's a statute that sends it. I guess what's it been used for in the past? Has it been used for operation of the boys' school?
Chairman, not operation, but the legislature has used it to supplement capital construction before.
Absolutely, and I just wanted to. I want to make sure we weren't cutting it, and this one is not like that. You see some of these where three-quarters of it goes in the general fund, a quarter goes to wherever. This is not like that.
Nope.
And so absolutely, I'll support the amendment.
Okay. Everybody understand? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That has passed. Any other amendments?
Mr. Chairman? Mr. Chairman?
Representative Wallace.
I guess I'm not satisfied with the answer that we just don't fund schools at correctional institutions out of school facilities. That seems to me like the appropriate place that we would fund a school building like this. Why can't we do that?
Don?
Mr. Chairman, I did raise this issue with LSO legal staff. I'm probably not the best person to explain them, but I asked them, and they indicated that they would advise against it based upon their prior actions that the Supreme Court has taken relative to the education in the suitable facilities of K-12, that they view this as somewhat differently. I could ask them to come in on a break or something and provide a more lengthy answer. I'm probably not the best to relay that.
Yeah, I think you want to have them come in, too?
Mr. Chairman, I do, because this is specifically for a school building. I can see no distinction between this school building and it's a school building under the 100% control of the state. I can see no difference between this and any other.
Mr. Chairman.
Just a second. Let's just take a timeout and get Dave Gruber in here. So do a Senate stretch and we'll get him in here and talk about it. Okay, we live? Okay, we're waiting for a few to show up. Hi, Dave.
Howdy.
While they're coming back, the question by Representative Wallace relative to the Boys School, a capital construction project. And the question is, are we able to utilize 8 through 12 capital construction funds? And before we get into your answer, we'll wait for some other people to show up. But, just some peripheral discussion. You know, we had Campbell 1, 2, and 3. And Campbell 3 was capital construction, was it not?
I think they were addressed in all decisions, but Campbell 3 dealt the most with.
Campbell 3 was the most about capital construction
and local control.
You know, yeah. And the one thing that I had that I was thinking about just when this came up was obviously a question you would ask would be, well, we should fund the boys' school and the girls' school as out of K through 12 in the school foundation program. I think clearly the answer to that is no way that we could do that, because of the mission that they have. So we're not there on that one yet. We'll just wait a little bit for Senator Perkins. Mr. Co-Chair, we're just talking about Campbell 1, 2, and 3. And, you know, if you took this a full step further, then the next question would be, if you could do capital construction, why not fund the Boys and Girls School out of the foundation program? And clearly, you can answer that. Clearly we can't do that. Would you agree?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, the legislature has resisted that, and for that reason. They felt that foundation programs were constitutionally dedicated to the public schools, and the public schools generally have been construed as the K through 12 school program. We've touched on this issue by preschool. You know, the courts have backed the legislature in that, by saying that no, the legislative responsibility is for K through 12, and made that pretty clear. The legislature has always viewed these institutional schools as non-public schools, as a function of the budget of the Department of Corrections, and treated it accordingly. The questions I think you would raise is if you would expand it to include those institutional school facilities as part of the inventory of public schools, these questions would surface, and you would have to answer them. And I guess that then would mean that those facilities would be in their inventory, and that they would be subject to all of the rules, regulations, and criteria that are imposed upon public schools for adequate facilities. And then by extension of that, I think Chairman Bebout is correct. Then, do they then become a public school in terms of operational funding? So I think that's the risk you face if you expand the program to include the construction of those facilities. And this is not new. I mean, this periodically comes up, and the legislature has always held that, you know, they should be viewed as non-public schools and part of the operations of the institutions themselves, and we'll fund them accordingly.
So what you're saying is if we took the first step to, it's probably pretty vague anyway, to fund this, the capital construction, obviously it'd be pretty hard not to argue that we shouldn't fund them the operational side as well, which really gets into a whole different set of circumstances.
And I think attached to that is are the funds restricted? I mean, are those funds permissible to use for non-public school purposes? And that would be another risk that I think that you might face.
Representative Wallace, you got any questions?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact, Mr. Chairman. I guess I don't quite see how you would say that these are not public schools when they're obviously under 100% control of the state. They're funded by public dollars. And I guess the thing that rises in my mind is, the legislature has always done it this way. Doesn't mean we can't change the way that we do things. We do that all the time. So, what and maybe what we should do, maybe what would get to where, what if the schools at the boys' school and girls' school were charter schools, in which case then we do use school facilities funding to support charter schools. Am I correct in that?
Dave?
Mr. Chairman and Representative Wallace, there is a provision that they may use district foundation and capital construction dollars under certain circumstances. The charter has to exist for so many years and this sort of thing. And a charter school is a little bit different creature in that it is part of the school district. They're still under approval by the local school board. The school board still does have some voice in charter schools, and charter schools do use facilities of school facilities that are kind of excess space, or if there is room within the district, and if there isn't, the district often will lease space or somehow accommodate that school. But that is under the control of the local school board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that might be something I might pursue in a different spot to look into that possibility.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dockstader.
Starting to say before we took a break there, Representative Esquivel and I toured that. Everything through the tour appeared as a school. Classroom settings, everything was geared towards school, even to the point we could see their need for additional space because they were using what wasn't a classroom. They had students out in the area in circles in large areas teaching them. They needed more space. So that's where the confusion comes, and that's where the rub comes, is it appears very much like a school when we tour that. And I know there's no question in there, but that's where the confusion comes. If one were to walk through there, it appears very much like a school.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Senator Dockstader, you know, I'd agree with you to an extent, but we have schools in all of our penal institutions. I mean, we educate folks who are incarcerated, whether they're in this institution, all through Rollins. And so I think that's part of our mission, part of that. But that's always been handled by Department of Corrections. These are not controlled by any school board, any other, so they're totally separate state entity. And, you know, it's even going back to the days of a mission where we have permanent land funds for our penitentiary and all those, and they've always been counted. The boys' school in Wordland has always been counted in that correctional system. That's part of our correction system, not part of our school system. And do we provide educational services at all those institutions? Absolutely. But I think, as Mr. Co-Chair started, you start going down this road with facilities, then they have to meet certain specifications. And then is the programming piece part of it? And then how does that extend to the rest of the correctional institution? We certainly have 17, 18-year-olds in counties and city jails across the state, which we different ill, but are we going to be responsible for those capital construction pieces where we educate those kids who are incarcerated? So this thing could open up a place, I think, that is not appropriate, really. And these folks are sentenced, and they're incarcerated, and part of the mission is to educate these kids why they are incarcerated. And then they return home to their communities and enroll in a public school.
Okay, the question I would have from a legal perspective, you know, and I understand the logic, and I would agree with my co-chairman, logically, what, from a legal perspective, is there language in 1, 2, or 3, Campbell? And I think Campbell 3 probably is the one that spoke most to the capital facilities, and that's where I think they said it shall be a state. You know, the state shall pay equally in all of it and all of those kind of issues in Campbell 3. Is there language in there that would indicate to you that this has been looked at by the Supreme Court and even discussed? Did they have any language that related to this?
Senator, I don't think in any of the Campbell cases they ever discussed the issue of the Wyoming Boys and Girls School. I haven't looked for that issue specifically. I could certainly do that this afternoon. But as Dave indicated, I think they've always been treated as an institution, and they've never come into the context of the K-12 educational system for facilities or for foundation dollars.
Okay. Any other discussion? Thank you. If you, I guess maybe Representative Wallace would like to see, maybe you could do a little more if there is something in the case and provide to this committee, to the entire committee, please. And I appreciate you coming over. Okay, thank you. The only way we really find out, Dave, is if we do it and someone sues. Okay, we are back on Unit 7101, page 126. We have an amendment that's been approved to take the $13.1 million out of general funds, reduce it by $1 million, and take it out of N3. Is that correct? And that's been passed, right? N5, excuse me. N5, thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Everybody understand where we are? Any other amendments? Hearing none, the motion is to close Unit 7101, Governor's Rex, as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that is passed. We are now on Unit 7001, page 133, Engineering, Building, Renovation, and Expansion. Move Governor's Rex, and this is all zeros because it's in the, we had another part of the budget, correct, Don? This,
Mr. Chairman, I think this is different because it is from previously appropriated
That's
funds.
That's what it is, okay.
But I think it would be appropriate to have some discussion here as to whether or not you approve the $7.9 million request from previously appropriated funds. And secondly, I know there are some folks who are interested. I just bring this to your attention regarding any language you want about the use of those funds and whether or not needs to be approved by the governor or the engineering task force or that sort of thing. That's where this would occur. If
yeah, so go ahead, Brett.
Mr. Chairman, just one other thing. You'll note in the narrative that there's an effective immediate request for the release of the funds as well.
Page okay, the motion would be then to take the existing $7.9 million that's in there and leave it in there. Is that correct then? It would not revert, is that correct?
Well, Mr. Chairman, you have about $100 million of, in fact, I have the exact amount here, of prior appropriations, actually $95 million of state funds, $15 million of private match. I don't believe that private match has been collected. The first question, I think, is which pot of money do you want to take this $7.9 million from? I believe the governor's rec is general funds. I would just bring to your attention there are other pots. There's, for example, $10 million of AML funds that have previously been swapped. That was my preference as staff, only to start cleaning up those AML funds off of the statutes. But you can take it out of general funds or prior appropriation from AML funds or prior appropriation from capital gains in 2012. So there are three different streams that develop this account.
And Don, I'm confused a little bit. You know, when you look at the page 133, Governor's Rex is zero, yet he recommends that we use $7.9 million general fund. Where's the disconnect?
Mr. Chairman, I think they were searching for the appropriate funding source, and they didn't want to appear as though we're double appropriating. So they put in zeros in the table, but I think there is a request, and the legislature needs to release funds if the university is going to expend them.
Well, and Don, the other thing, there's a general fund request, so this is not included in the profile, and the governor's request is $7.9 million. Will this be additional money?
Mr. Chairman, it is not in the profile. It would not, if it is approved, it would not appear on the profile because this was from prior appropriations
right.
From previous biennium.
Okay, so the motion, do I have a motion? The motion would be to approve the governor's recs and then show in here that the $7.9 million from prior appropriations will be used as intended. Is that what we're saying, Don?
Mr. Chairman, yes. And if you wanted it effective immediate or not, and what what source of funds, if you wanted to specify. If you don't specify, I'll assume it was from the general fund portion.
Yes, okay. So, committee, do we have a motion? Okay, Senator Meyer, the motion is to utilize general fund money that was previously appropriated and do it effective immediately. Is there a second? Further discussion?
Chairman,
Senator Perkins.
Have we resolved the issue about who gets to approve the
No, that would be a footnote. I want to talk about that for a little bit. Okay, we're on the money. Any other discussion on the 7.9? Everybody understand? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is passed. Okay, now, any other proposed amendments? Senator Perkins.
Mr. Chairman, just a question before I make a motion. Right now, who generally is overseeing that? Is the task force at the governor? And I thought the governor, if the governor's on a task force, I think he has a representative on the task force.
Well, you know? Senator Perkins, I think that's why we should talk about it, because there's a question. And I think typically the university has said, you know, you give us the money and we're going to build what we want. And so I think some of us feel like we want to have some input, not only the legislature, but certainly the task force. So I think anything in that vein in terms of a footnote is appropriate.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
At whatever level you want to have us involved, we could sure talk about it.
Mr. Chairman, do we know who's on the task force?
Senator Perkins, it's the same task force that came up with the plan, and there's essentially, I think, the two members of the legislature are Representative Lockhart, Senator Nicholas. The governor is a de facto member, I believe, and then it's comprised of there's some. Chris, do you know offhand? Please. Get a mic, and Chris Boswell from the university. No.
Chairman, members of the committee, the task force is made up of, as noted, Senator Nicholas, Representative Lockhart. Voting members include the co-chairs, all of them from industry, Greg Hill, Tom Botts, Chad Deaton is a former co-chair. Governor Friedenthal is on the committee. Mr. Agee, Richard Agee, from Wapiti Energy is also there. for some reason, forgetting the name of the former Encana representative that is also on the task force. There have been some additional ex officio members that have been added, but the task force itself, which I remind the committee is a governor's task force, has that membership. And if you'll allow me just a sentence of latitude, Mr. Chairman, those funds could be released on signature of the governor, who would be consulting with the task force on the design plans.
I got some ideas. I think he's the same.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we're going to run some copies of some ideas we have in this vein. And while we're waiting for these copies to be distributed, my feelings on this, and I believe that the Board of Trustees, when we had heard testimony, and maybe it's some documented information that I've received, has said that this task force that set all the things up for the engineering college will transition and still be involved in all the decisions made, not only in the construction, but how we initially set up the college and do it to a Tier 1. And I'm totally on board with them staying involved. The other thing that I feel personally is that through construction management that we should have oversight from the legislative perspective and what we do and what the building may look like and some of those things, not in how the college is run, but strictly in the capital construction, since we're appropriating the money. And is that what the proposal you have talks about, Senator Perkins? Similar? Start through it and we'll get copies.
It's a little bit lengthy, but...
Well, what just the part that you would move?
Well,
it's
going to be the whole thing. I think the footnote would read, the governor shall consult with the Wyoming Governor's Energy, Engineering, and STEM Integration Task Force to determine that the task force's recommendations will be met by moving forward with the Level 2 and Level 3 architectural design documents for the renovation and expansion of the engineering building. After consulting with the co-chairman of the Joint Business, with the Joint Minerals Business and Economic Development Interim Committee and the task force, and upon the governor's satisfaction that the task force's recommendations will be met and complied with, The governor is directed to authorize the release of $7.9 million of the funds set aside in the state treasurer's office, appropriated in Chapter 25 of the 2012 session laws, and amended in Chapter 86 of the 2013 session laws, to the University of Wyoming to complete the Level 2 planning study and develop the Level 3 architectural design documents.
Senator Meyer?
I'm wondering why you're setting aside in the state treasurer's office and not the state auditor's office. We usually set these funds in the state auditor's office rather than treasurer. I'm wondering about that.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Just that document real quick. If it's double-sided, trying to save a little paper. If you'll go, there's a page 2. I wrote a big 2 and circled it at the top. And so, and then an arrow is pointing to this engineering building, level 2 and 3. I believe that's the language, Senator Perkins. There's a little bit of language in the top right that is a carryover from page 1. So don't, it's basically that block of language there. Is that right, Senator Perkins? Okay. Right. Okay. Exactly. So that really that center part of the page, left and right, is what you just read. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, to respond to...
Go ahead.
To respond to Senator Meyer's question, the prior appropriations were deposited into the state treasurer's account or office. I agree with your statement relative to the state auditors, but it's they've already set the precedent in prior... in prior budgets.
Okay, is this number 2 that we're looking at, is the motion for everything we see on the entire page? No.
No, Mr. Chairman.
I should circle that.
Mr. Chairman, on the page we're looking at, if you go to the back, it's this block right here. On the page that's marked 2, it's this block right here.
Okay, everybody understand? What we're looking at? Okay, do I have a motion?
That is my motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, is it second? I'll second it.
It's my understanding this.
No.
You just want that paragraph. Okay. Let me just read that again, Mr. Chairman.
What's the other part of this? You know, Don?
Mr. Chairman, as I understood it, the left-hand column was a narrative or a proposed footnote prepared by the University of Wyoming, and the right-hand column is an alternative language prepared by one of your colleagues.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Senator Meyer.
We asked the maker of the motion, Senator Perkins, to discuss the differences between the left-hand column and the right-hand column.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. From my quick review of this, what I think the difference is that on the right side, the university is offering to brief the governor's Energy, Engineering, and STEM Integration Task Force on the status and consult with them before they act, and on the right side, it's more direct. It says the governor shall consult with them, and then ultimately, once the governor's ensured that, and the governor's also required to consult with the Joint Minerals Business and Economic Development Interim Committee Task Force, with the co-chairman of the Minerals Committee, essentially. And also, once they assure that everybody's on the same page, the governor, the task force, and the legislature, through the joint minerals folks, that then the governor has the authority to release it, and that's the difference. So, the one proposed by the university gives the university a little bit more control. The one on the right gives the governor and the task force and the legislature a little bit more control.
Okay.
That's how I understand it.
Well, it's more than a little bit more. I mean, all they have to do is say, here's what it is. Thanks for your input. We're going to do what we want to do. The other one clearly puts the authority in the governor's office. You know, the only way I read this is that the governor still has a final authority after reviewing, and I don't know how we can expect the Joint Minerals Committee to make a decision like that. I'm not even sure we can, given the separation of powers, once it's out the door. Okay, we have a motion on the floor, and it's been seconded. Further discussion? Excuse me. Further discussion? Okay, everybody understand it? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that has passed. Any other amendments? Okay, the motion is to close Unit 7001, Governor's Rex, as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. We are now on Unit 7101, page 138, Infrastructure and Long-Range Development Plan for the University. Move Governor's Rex. Co-chair.
Just a little pause for a minute, Mr. Chairman. I want to really two pieces of this, Mr. Chairman. As we know, the $6 million to drill two wells and repair the irrigation and really develop the irrigation system that the governor's approved, and then the remaining $2.75 million for that King Street, kind of in that area. Everybody kind of knows where that's at. It's the main drop-off for students, main access, really, from student housing to the classrooms. And so that's that area there, and it's $2.75 million. And what I thought, Mr. Chairman, if we could just appropriate half of that amount and give authorization to the full amount, let the university fundraise or find funds to do that second half. But I think that's a worthwhile part. It's probably the biggest armpit in the whole university, and it's the busiest spot, no doubt. It's currently decorated with dumpsters, broken concrete, and bicycle racks.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, I would. Senator Meyer?
I thought the testimony is that we weren't going to do anything on King Street until we had the whole plan together with all the rest of the dorms and everything else, so even if we authorized the money, they weren't planning on spending it.
I would also speak against. Go ahead,
Mr. Chairman, just to answer Senator Meyer, and you know when I heard that, I was sitting right where Miss Don is sitting, and we all recall that because my teeth about fell out. I couldn't believe it because that was contrary to everything I had heard talking to the university leadership, and so I did some more inquiry on that, and I do not believe that was a reflection of what university leadership would like. And the other part of that is we amended the budget yesterday to bring back a plan really on the student services piece. I mean, realistically, it'll be a decade before anything is done. I mean, we're going to talk about it for 2, 3, 4 years, and really if any of the work's going to get done, it's going to be down the street from that anyway. So I just think that was an unfortunate comment, and so that's my take on that. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. I would speak against the amendment. You know, we have, I don't know how many billions, millions of dollars we spent on the university. I think if this is a priority for them, they have the funds, they can do it, or wait till we have the plan analyzed. So I think we ought to defeat this amendment, go with the governor's rex. Any other discussion? All in favor, raise your hands.
Not alone.
Okay, that has failed.
Okay,
any other amendments? I have an amendment on the water project for the two wells and the irrigation system, and know a little bit about that. And my motion is to reduce it from 6 to 5. I think we can accomplish what we want to. One of the wells is having some difficulty. You know, it may very well be an easy fix to go in there and recomplete that well. I'm not sure that's been done. You know, it's always easier to just say, let's build everything new and ask for the money, and it's not their money. It comes from other sources. I think that they can certainly do it with $5 million. Excuse me. The other thing is I can't recall us paying for any irrigation systems on any community colleges around the state. Maybe we have, but I'm sure not aware of it. So I would reduce it from 6 to 5. If there's a second, let's been moved to second. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is passed. Okay. Any other amendments to Unit 7101? Okay, we're voting to close Unit 7101, Governor's Rex, as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 7201, page 143, Classroom Adaptation, move Governor's Rex. Any amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meyer.
I think it's going to be pretty hard to do this piecemeal. And I think if you're going to go in and do it, you probably should just get it done. I don't know if $8 million is the right number, but I would seek to hope they could get the whole thing done with $6 million in general funds and authorizing a match, a 3-to-1 match, so they can spend the $8 million if they want to. But if they spend any more than six, they got to find some other pocket to get it out of. So I would, my amendment, Mr. Chairman, would be to authorize the expenditure up to $8 million and change the general fund broad to 4 to 6.
Oh, everybody understand? Is there a second? Moved and seconded. What we're doing is we're spending $2 million more dollars in general fund money, still authorizing the economy.
And Mr. Chairman, is it a required match?
Required match, Mr. Chairman.
So $2 million must be raised from private sources, or?
Yeah.
Okay, we're a little loose on the way we're doing this amendment. Let's rephrase it, Senator Meyer.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, it would be clear that the authorization is up to $8 million, there's $6 million of general funds, and that's let's go of a proportional match on that of another $2 million. So if you look at that scenario, then if they raise $1 million, then there's $3 million authorized to be spent in general funds. It's a proportional match, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, further discussion? I would speak against that amendment as well. I think that although the piecemeal argument makes sense, you know, the university has a lot of funds available to do these kinds of things, and we're stepping up with half the money. I think that's appropriate. So any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Perkins.
No, never mind. We'll just leave it.
Okay, let's vote. All in favor of the motion to add $2 million more, raise your hand. That has failed.
Hey. Thanks, Arch.
Okay, any other amendments to Unit 7201?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Perkins.
With the governor's rec, the authorization is only for $4 million. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct. Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we approve, that we modify, that we would accept the governor's rec as far as funding, but we would just simply provide the authorization.
Don?
Mr. Chairman, in the past we have not appropriated like we do on the community college capital construction projects. If they have their own money in Section 2, which never appears here, through tuition or through other sources, I shouldn't say tuition, they're able to spend that without legislative authorization.
So was your motion to reduce to 4 to 2, is that what you said? Okay. Any other amendments? Okay, we're voting on Unit 7201, Governor's Rec. And I don't believe there are any amendments to it. So all in favor say it. We're closing it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 7301, page 148, Economic Development Business Incubation, University of Wyoming, move Governor's Rex. Any amendments? Hearing none, the motion is to close Unit 7301, Governor's Rex. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Unit 7401, page 153, Community College Partnership Facilities, move Governor's Rex. Any amendments? Hearing none, the motion is to close Unit 7401, Governor's Rex. All in favor say aye. That has passed. Unit 7501, page 158, Corporate Pool,
Mr. Chairman.
Governor's Rex. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to amend the Governor's Rex to include $500,000 for the Level 2 study, and also to create an account in the auditor's office for the eventual construction of this facility. I'd like to start that account with a $7 million appropriation. That would be saved, could not be spent until further action by this committee and the legislature, but just a savings account. And we've done that, well, we've done it on multiple things, engineering, building, all these big initiatives we're about ready to do with our state hospital facilities as well.
Second. Is there a second? There's a second. Before we do, Senator Meyer, I would move to amend that to put the governor's, to put back in the $500,000 for the level two study, but delete the $7 million. Do I have a second? Okay, I don't think we need to discuss it. We know what we're doing. All in favor, raise your hands. Okay, that fails. Okay, Senator Meyer.
I guess my amendment would be to say that $7 million is an endowment which has to be matched.
Okay. I'll second for discussion. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I think, and the conversations I've had, and we've been very successful with matching the matching facilities, capital matching facilities grant to the university. We built a lot of the facilities over there. However, there are certain facilities that are harder to get matches for. Everybody gets pretty excited. The golf facility was privately funded, totally. Of course, we have matches to the arena, stadium, the indoor practice, all those projects we've done over the last 10 years. This is one that's pretty tough, though, to match. Folks just don't get excited to open their wallet. So I would really be hesitant to add this language at this point. And I think if we get closer down the road in a year or two and we know we can chip off a million or two and require that to be made up through a match. But I think to try to match all of this money will be, I think it'll be the end of the project. I just don't think it'll happen, in all honesty on this.
Senator Meyer?
I'm sensitive to that. I would modify my motion, Mr. Chairman, with the approval of the second, to require a 4-to-1 match. That's four general fund dollars to every private match dollar. I think that's a pretty generous match, Mr. Chairman.
The second's okay with that. Further discussion? Co-chair, you same argument?
Again, I think that'd be premature at this point. I just think none of this money would be spent yet anyway, and I think just trying to move a little money into a savings account. And if $7 million is not the right amount, adjust it. I put that, we're thinking about a $20 million project probably. We'll learn, actually, the total cost with a level two and come back with some options for us. But we know it's going to be more than $7 million, and closer to that $20 million, thought we'd start saving for it now while we have a little extra one-time money.
Okay. Everybody understand the proposed amendment to the amendment? All in favor? Senator Perkins.
We're on
the amendment.
We're on
his amendment to the amendment. Okay, all in favor of the amendment, raise your hand.
Three, four.
Okay, that has failed.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
I'd make an amendment to the co-chair's amendment and reduce that $7 million to $2
million. Okay. 7-2. Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman, I probably ought to be careful what amendments I argue against. Really, in reality, members, I think the important thing is to really get the account started, kind of start getting momentum moving in this direction. So, I'm going to vote against it, but I can kind of sense where this thing's going. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I appreciate the amendment. I was really having some trouble, and I understand the need for the pool, and I'm committed to do it. I just don't think we're putting so much stress on our general fund dollars. What we've done this morning and what this appropriation committee is doing in terms of spending, we got to start reining it in somewhere. And so I was definitely opposed to the other one, but this makes a little more sense. I would have liked to have seen a million, but it's two. All in favor of the amendment to the amendment, raise your hand. That has passed. We're back on the amendment as amended. Mr. Co-Chair, you got anything else to say?
No, I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Everybody understand? Senator Dockstader.
Mr. Chairman, clarification one more time, amendment to the amendment. And then just like to add that I feel like we've done so much for the university. It's perhaps another year to get this started. I see what the good co-chair is trying to do and establish the groundwork and get things in order for this. But we have done so much for the university, maybe another time to start with swimming pools.
Okay. All in favor of the amended amendment? Raise your hand.
That's 2 million? Or is that?
That's, okay, let's go over it again. We've already voted on the 2 million.
Okay, so you're back on the original motion.
We're back on the amended amendment. Right, it's been amended to 2 million plus $500,000 level 2 planning. That's what we're voting on. You got a question there? Well, you really want to vote on this one, Representative Moniz. You know what we can do is you can just hold your hand up for the university, and we understand. Okay, we're voting on the amendment as amended. Everybody that's in favor, raise your hand. That has passed. Any others? How about a swimming suit?
We don't have enough money, Mr. Chairman. Especially for
okay,
me,
we're
a lot of material.
The motion is to close Unit 7501, Governor's Rex, as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, Unit 7101, Emerson Data Center. Motion is Governor's Rex. Any amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Burkhardt.
Mr. Chairman, I would motion to reduce that by $500,000.
I'll second. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There were three options of how to handle it that ranged from $2 million down to less than $1 million, which I think there's some maneuvering room in there for them to do what they need to do for a lesser cost.
Further discussion? I think it's a good idea. I think there's plenty of money there they could get it done. All those in favor of the amendment, raise your hand. That has passed. Further amendments? The motion is to close Unit 7101, Governor's Rex, as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That has passed. We are now on Department of Corrections. Excuse me. Unit 7001, page 166. The build out of WMCI. Move Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments? The motion is to close Unit 7001 as governor's, per Governor's Rex. All in favor say aye.
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 That has passed. We are now on Unit 7101, page 169, building stabilization for the Wyoming State Prison. Motion is Governor's Rex. Are there any amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
And it wouldn't be to these specific recs, but probably in this division. So I don't know. And it's really about this north unit demolition. And maybe we dispatch with these units first, and then would that be appropriate? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meyer.
Hi, Mr. Chairman. On the stabilization thing, I think there was some discussion about just what really the problems were. And I'm not sure, and maybe somebody else knows, whether or not we have some funds in here to actually find out what the actual mitigation should be, and whether the language in here, I don't see anything in there about actually finding out what we need to do to do that.
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, maybe it is
in
priority one. So we're good, Mr. Chairman.
It is in here.
All right.
Okay, any amendments? Representative Burkhardt.
Mr. Chairman, just a question for clarification. Time out.
Time out.
Would this be better coming out of major maintenance than capital construction?
You know, I think, Representative Burkhardt, this is an issue on there. This is not a maintenance issue. I think okay. This is an original construction design, and quite frankly, I think it's pretty simple. They put foundations below grade.
Yeah.
I mean, how ridiculous is that? But I think that's all it is, and they've got to figure out a way to mitigate and get the water away from going underneath the building.
Thank you
so
for
that.
So
I think it's not really
okay.
In an area that would be considered maintenance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion? Any amendments? The motion is is to close Unit 70-101 Governor's Rex. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Okay, we're on Unit 7201, page 172, Fence Detection System. Motion is Governor's Rex. Any amendments? Don, didn't we talk about this being able to come out of one of the accounts in the one of our trust accounts?
Mr. Chairman, yes, it seems to comply with N01, the omnibus permanent N05, the omnibus permanent land fund income account, same account you use for the Wyoming Boys School. There was $1.9 million available. You used $1 million, so there's still about $900,000.
There a motion? Senator Perkins?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we take the Gov's Rec, although we had changed the funding source from the general fund budget reserve account to the omnibus land account, which is N05.
I'll second that. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 That amendment has passed. Any other amendments? The motion is to close Unit 7201, Governor's Rec, as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Okay, Mr. Co-Chair, I think now is an appropriate time
yep.
for your proposed amendment.
You know, and really, I sent this, I think, to all the members, joint committee. It's been some time ago when this was brought to our attention. I don't know, Don, if you received that as well from Representative Baker. And I actually do not have it at my fingers right now. And I just want to make sure that everybody's aware that you have that, Don. And I just want to talk about it so we're not missing an opportunity on this. And it's really not an area that my expertise, but talks about the operation, management, ownership of any facility for which construction management program within the General Service Division Department of Administration Information serves as a primary fiscal contracting agent. Purpose. That's the wrong one.
I was enjoying it.
I was just starting to get looking for a good rapture. Okay.
Be careful which motion you make there, Mr. Co-Chair.
Okay, this is about the $150,000 for demolition. And this is already money that's been appropriated. Is that right, Don?
Mr. Chairman, yes, there are two appropriations, one from 2004, one from 2009, to demolish the North facility at Rawlins, the Wyoming State Penitentiary, and to renovate an industrial building. Neither of those appropriations have been expended. They total about $2.3 million combined. One of the arguments, according to the Department of Corrections, is that they cannot get the demolition completed at that price. I think the goal, again, not my goal. I'm just trying to
right.
offer someone
with
else's
this
idea.
Amendment. Yeah.
The idea here would be to allow the department to offset the cost of demolition and repair by salvaging some of the surplus property or electrical wire or plumbing fixtures that are currently in the building through a contract for demolition rather than taking that to surplus property for sale.
Exactly. So... And we really do that, I think, school districts, private folks who demolish buildings, part of that whole contract price is the demolition company comes in, gets to salvage that and use it. So that's the idea behind it. It's already appropriated monies to actually try this approach and see if we can get a contractor out there to take it on.
So how much money and...
Well, there's no new money. This is from appropriations in 2004 for $2.173 million, and then another appropriation in 2009 for this purpose of demolition of the North facility for $150,000. So combined, a little over $2.3 million. It's been sitting there. They can't get it done with that amount. And so the idea from a representative who has taken an interest in this and spent a lot of time on it, certainly more time than I've even thought about the issue, and this is with the Department of Corrections, would like to pursue this plan to be able to allow a company to come in and bid on it and could basically keep the materials in the demolition. And that's not an uncommon practice. And see if we can get it done for this appropriated amount instead of an amount that might be two, three times that amount when you have to haul it to a landfill and all those kind of things. So it's a new approach to see if we can get that building demolished.
Okay, we have a motion with a second. I would move that we reduce that amount to $1,750,000. If I can get a second, I'll explain it. Yeah, thank you. You know, we've looked at, and a lot of you are familiar with demolition, and we've done some schools. And I can remember in Riverton we had a hospital, and I'm not sure the square footage involved at the Penn, but that's different kinds of construction. But guarantee, members of this committee, if you put a number out there of $1,750,000 or $2.2 million, that's what the bid will be close to. And I think you can do it for a lot less than $2.2 million. And I would just lower that so the expectation of the contractors realize where the money is, so they don't bid to the amount, they bid to what they can do it for. And I, quite frankly, think you can do it for a lot less than $1,750,000. So, Senator Meyer.
You know, maybe what we do is that we have that, you know, if it's less than the bid amount, any amount reverted and let's either take it back to the general fund or let the department keep it. That way there's an incentive for them to work these guys down as far as they can, and then we'll have that number, and we can always adjust their budget accordingly to that number that shows up. Because we're just you know, throwing darts at a board. I agree with you that it'll probably be a lot less if the salvage value comes in there, but I'm not sure what that number will be. And if it's if more than one company can make money at it, it'll be a good bid process and it'll be cheaper. But we need to figure out some way where we definitely can recoup any differences. So I'm just thinking that we need to look at the recoupment of the money rather than trying to pinpoint what it's going to cost, because that's something we have that problem in every contract we let or every appropriation that we do, and we need to figure out some way to get around it.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick question, and Don, and perhaps as I read this, and I think we all have copies somewhere, it's labeled number 55, but it's I think the real key part is the second piece where it says notwithstanding, WS921016. And that's, I believe, the part about the salvage piece and all that. Is there a way to write this amendment where you could say from amounts appropriated, session law, and another session law in 2009, and actually not list that amount? And I understand that you put out this is the amount it's going to be, but just it could not exceed these amounts that were appropriated, boom, 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 and those. Maybe you can do it. I really see the important part is this language piece, though, getting that change. What do you say on that, Don?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Co-Chairman, we could delete those amounts and just reference the language. If the motion on the table passes, right. The way I would probably write that is to require a reversion of approximately $550,000. There's a bit of a problem with that. Some of that money would go to the capital renovation account. Some of the money is so old, it would probably go to other accounts. But to get to the $1.75 million, we would just force a reversion.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the way the motion for the amendment was intended to do it, be the reversion. Okay, well, we have a motion on an amendment on the floor. All in favor, raise your hands. But just a second before we vote. Reverend Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Which amendment are we talking about?
We're talking about reducing the amount of $2.3 million roughly to $1.75. The money that's left over will revert to the some to the capital restoration account and others to what other account? Back to the general fund, I would assume, right?
Mr. Chairman, I'll have to check on that. It's probably able, as Don indicated to me, to get it all into the capital renovation account.
That's right. Okay, that would be my motion. It would be in the capital renovation.
Mr. Chairman, I just have one question. Why
sure.
Why do we not just put the issue out for bid and not do anything with the money right now? Just tell the penitentiary to go out and bid it, see what the dollars are and what the economic value of it is, and if we put any type of capital constraints on it now.
That's certainly doable. That way the money's still there. We get an actual bid, and then we could approve it at a later date. That's an option.
I would move to amend the amendment and just say that there's no money appropriated, but we direct the Department of Corrections to go get bids for demolition.
Okay, before we do that, I'm going to withdraw my amendment.
I'll withdraw mine, too.
Okay, everybody's okay. Back to square one. Are there any proposed amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Let's go, Chair.
So, working off Representative Nicholas's idea, really, Don, the language I think we need is we instruct them to get bids that will include the salvage piece.
That's
and that'll
it.
Be the notwithstanding language that'll be included. So there'll be no dollar amounts. We just want to go out and get the bids.
And then report back to this committee on those bids, and then we'll make a decision, yay or nay. Okay, second on that? Further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is passed. Any other amendments? Okay, the motion. Don?
Mr. Chairman, I did have one more amendment.
Let's close. Well, go ahead. That's right. We've done all the rest. Go ahead.
This is what I bring to you on behalf of the State Auditor's Office. Of course, you can do nothing with it if you so choose. The problem has occurred in two instances in the past biennium where ANI has constructed a facility owned by another state entity. The first one was the Welcome Center south of town here, where it is a DOT facility. ANI constructed it. The second facility is the BSL-3 lab over at UW, where ANI constructed it for UW. There is a problem in that the transfer of that property is not occurring, and it creates legal problems when we have a contractor challenging issues are raised in the construction of that. They are proposing that any construction conducted by ANI and owned by another state agency or institution shall be transferred no later than 60 days after the next regularly scheduled SBC meeting. The construction management shall submit the appropriate completed documentation to the Attorney General for proper transfer of the operations, management, and ownership of the asset for the SBC to approve, and it shall be reflected in its mission. As used in the footnote, completion means that the facility has been placed into service or is otherwise being used for the purposes for which the construction was done. Our concern here is some of these facilities are not on state books. They're not on UW's books or on the state books. They're not on DOT's books. They just exist, but no one is claiming ownership of them. Again, I just raise it for your consideration.
Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is passed. Any other amendments? Senator Meyer.
Discussion on our last motion.
It's already passed.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, just how it's going to work on the BSL, like the language is that it's placed into service. That hasn't been placed into service, so it doesn't transfer. Is that right, Don?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that one already has transferred. UW has accepted. He's not here now, but I believe that one, they had the same issue with it, and it was resolved with UW owning it.
Yeah, and that's an important footnote because you have to have a point in time where who builds it, the people that they're building it for actually accept it, and you have to have that in place. Senator Perkins.
Question on this issue. Don, When ANI builds that and then transfers it to another state agency, maybe we should find this out, on the construction contract, whoever the CMAR or however they're building those things, does it provide for a complete assignment of all the rights and obligations that ANI had to the recipient agency? So that in the example of the BSL, that we don't lose privity or other things, so that the recipient agency has the right to enforce those contractual obligations and the warranties against the general contractor?
Don?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, I don't know, but I think you could make that a requirement if you so desired.
And if they're already doing it, I don't want to make a requirement, but obviously that needs to happen. If NI's building these things and then assigning them off, we don't want to lose any rights that we have when it's intended to be for that other agency anyway.
Okay, any other amendments? The motion is to close Agency 006, Capital Construction, Governor's Rex, as amended, and amended, and amended, and amended. All in favor say aye. Oh.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. We do have other amendments from prior years that are generally placed in this section.
Yeah, we got them, don't we?
Yeah, Steve, you've got mine on every finance.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, there's just one amendment that
what
is.
What page are you on? It's on the bottom, is it?
Mine is not numbered. It's the second to last page. Under Section 3,
yep,
capital,
capital construction, okay.
Basically, it provides that any unobligated, unexpended funds remaining on any project that we've discussed shall be deposited into the capital renovation and reconstruction account.
I'll move that. Okay, everybody understands it? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is passed. Anything else? Okay, the motion is to close Agency 006, Capital Construction. Governor's Rex as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that is closed. Okay, the next thing we have are the governor's letters. Is that correct, Don? That's
take
where we
a
are.
House stretch.
Yeah, we're going to take a house stretch, which is 30 seconds. No. The way they've been voting, we need about an hour. Okay, we'll take about a 5-6 minute recess. Okay, and we're trying to find some senators. While we're doing that, what we're going to be doing, Mr. Co-Chair, is we're going to do the governor's letters. We did some of them the other day, and Carrie was here to walk us through them.
Mr. Chairman, will we be starting on number 4? Because we've knocked off a few of the easier ones, I think 1, 2, and 3. That's what, I mean, I kind of...
Mr. Chairman, my mind shows that we start with 6. Am I missing? Don, what do you show? Where's Don?
So I go from 4 to 7, Mr. Chairman. I better do some work here. Oh, I got 6 here. I got 4 was the extra $15 million in addition. I don't think we dealt with that one yet, but maybe we'll have to.
Did we deal with 4, Don? We didn't, did we?
Mr. Chairman, that's the first one you have not dealt with. Number 4 is the Business Ready Communities Large Business Projects.
Okay, procedurally, we move the governor's letter, and then we discuss it, correct? So I would move governor's letter 4,
second.
Business-ready communities, large projects.
Second that, Mr.
Let
Chairman.
Let me look at yours. I don't have one, Mr. Coach.
Okay.
Okay, business ready communities, large projects, moved and seconded, $15 million additional general funds. Gary, welcome.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. The first paragraph of this letter actually just summarizes what the governor asked for in his budget as part of the business council's budget. And it was, I think, a good explanation going into the final recommendation, which would be an additional $15 million for the recruitment of large business projects. Subsequent to the submission of the governor's budget, there have been a couple of projects that have showed signs of having some success in coming to Wyoming. And those projects would essentially use up the money that is in large business projects part of the budget and leave nothing remaining for further recruitment. So to have that money available, if there were opportunities that arose, the governor felt that was important and wanted to ask that this committee consider putting that additional money in the budget for that kind of recruitment.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, and I'm going to say this, Gary, how I think the amount of money that is in this account right now, and I want to summarize this and then correct me, Mr. Chairman. I have $10 million effective immediately in that we've already dealt with. Then $10.5 million that was for data centers. We changed the language that it could be used for large projects. That's still there. And then $15 million also that we've dealt with in the budget. And then this is an ask in the last sentence for an additional $15 million. Am I double counting somewhere?
Yeah, I don't think that's correct, Mr. Co-Chair. Don or Carrie?
I think that you've got an extra in there, Mr. Chairman, and that is there was an original appropriation to the governor's office in 2000 for the 2011-12 budget of $15 million for data centers. That has remaining in it and has had remaining in it about $10.5 million.
Right.
So the governor had asked that that not revert. That was existing in there, and I think you covered that.
Yep.
Then there was also $15 million that was dedicated to the recruitment of large business projects, and that was asked not to revert. That wouldn't have been a new appropriation. That was just asked not to revert.
That full $15 is in the account
mm-hmm.
today.
And
that was appropriated last year.
It was.
Mr. Chairman.
It was. And so the request was that not revert. The information that I bring to you is that there is a project that could use up a large part of that $15 million.
Okay.
And so then the account would essentially be much lower than $15 million, and I don't think we know an exact amount lower at this time, but much lower than $15 million. So the request is to put an additional $15 million in that, recognizing that there's a recruitment in process that could use up that money that we asked not to revert.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, then how about, as I read the sentence above that, I have recommended in my budget $10 million effective immediately be added to the existing budget. Did we deal that, Don? I just want
to. No, we haven't dealt with that.
So we pushed that off to this letter, basically. Is that what we did?
Yeah, that's the $10 million that the governor requested in his original letter that's profiled on his recommendation, but we haven't dealt with that.
So, okay, Mr. Chairman, and correct me. So the ask in this governor's letter is that 10, effective immediately, to not revert to 10.5, and then $15 million go to large businesses. And that's it. And then this last sentence down there is a restatement where it says, I recommend $15 million general fund. I just want to make sure we're...
I think you're right, because I think the $15 million that's already in the Business Ready Community Program, and maybe I just have to ask for somebody to help with this, would not revert anyway, Mr. Chairman. So I think that was just a rendition. So I think it's the 10, the 10.5, and the 15 in addition. So the 10.5 is not to revert. The 10 is an addition, and the 15 is an addition.
Yeah, Mr. Co-Chair, the money that's in the large projects now that might have reverted has already been spoken for, is my understanding. So it will not revert. And we have the $10 million in the BRCs. We have the 10.5 that was designated for data centers that we've now changed and opened it up for large projects, would not revert, and $15 million more for large projects.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Anybody have any questions on?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Mr. Co-Chair.
I think Brett wants to say something.
Brett?
Mr. Chairman, I do just want to clarify, you did act upon the $10 million effective immediate request within the Business Council's budget.
We did do that. Okay.
So we've granted 10, Mr. Chairman. There's 10.5 that we changed the language on. There's 15 in there, but two-thirds of that's going to be used here shortly. That's going to be used up. And then there's a request on the last sentence for another 15.
Yep.
That's the way I read it. Don? I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Don is.
Yeah, Don.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with the co-chairman's rendition, but I also think it's important to recognize that there's $50 million in the standard budget, $50 million, in addition to all of the items that you've identified.
Yeah, and that's in the Wyoming Business Council budget that we've already approved.
And that's, Mr. Chairman, large project funding.
No, that's business ready communities.
Business ready communities.
BRCs.
Mr. Chairman, and then I had a question. Isn't there another $9 million that we appropriated for these large integrated energy type projects? I think it was AML dollars originally.
Mr. Co-Chair, there's $9 million AML funds have set aside for natural gas to liquids still out there and has language.
That's still out there.
That's still out there.
Has that been swapped, or is that, Mr. Chairman?
No, Mr. Chairman, the intended purpose for that is still there, and the language is still there, and that's in the Treasury.
And I
office.
Won't confuse that with this issue. That was a question for my clarification. Thank you.
Okay, everybody understand we're going to have, when it's all said and done, the governor's going to have $10.5 million for large projects or data centers. He's got $50 million already in the BRCs plus $10 million more, so that's $60 million. And now we're adding $15 million more. Everybody got it? Okay, are there any amendments? Any amendments? Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, I would amend to remove that $15 million, or to lower that $15 million to $10 million. If I get a second, I'll explain.
And second it. Go ahead, Representative Stubson.
And, Mr. Chairman, the other piece of the puzzle that we didn't talk about is, remember, we also moved about $4 million over from the facilities to business-ready communities. So we've already injected an additional $4 million into business-ready communities. So I think, given the dynamics of this program, given the fact we'll be here in another 12 months, that $10 million should cover the bill.
Here we have a motion and a second. Don, while I'm thinking about it, we might want to, when we do the round robin on that million we transferred from community facilities to BRCs, we might say that that's available for a big project should something pop up, that he would have that flexibility, the governor would, especially if this passes. And what it really means, in the long run, he'll get his $15 million. It's just a different way of funding for him. Okay, any questions on the motion to reduce the 15 to 10? Everybody ready to vote? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that has passed. Okay. Don?
Mr. Chairman, I think that's the amendment we still need.
Yep, I'm going to, that was next. So the motion is to accept Governor's letter number 004, business BRCs, large business projects, Governor's request as amended to $10 million. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Okay, Governor's letter 006, landfills. Carrie.
Mr. Chairman, thank you.
I would move 006. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, it's moved. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. In the governor's profile, the governor had recommended $15 million to actually the landfill remediation account. So the purpose of this letter is in the first paragraph, which is entitled Municipal Solid Waste Cease and Transfer Loan and Grant Program, is after consultation with DEQ and I think with various members of the legislature that the more immediate need appeared to be the cease and transfer program right now. The cease and transfer program was originally funded by the legislature with $4 million for grants and $1.5 million for loans to be distributed by the state lands and investment boards. The estimated liability of those kinds of activities over time is about $114 million, and of that, the state has a obligation, is assumed an obligation, I guess I'd say, of roughly 75% or $85 million. I think what the legislature did last year was require that DEQ work to provide a priority list on how these activities would occur, so they would occur in a reasonable and regular fashion going forward. And so the governor is asking that the $15 million in his profile, recommended in his profile, actually be placed in the cease and transfer loan and grant program account under the same terms and conditions as the $5.5 million was placed in that account and with the same ratio of grant to loan. And then the second part of this letter is actually the municipal landfill remediation account, which
before
has...
Before we get into that, let's talk about the cease and transfer and landfill closure activities. The for the committees, just for informational purposes, there's the two programs. We had two bills last time. There's a remediation account and the cease and, or the transfer account, transfer facilities, cease and... called Cease and Transfer Loan and Grant Program. And the $45 million that's on your goldenrod has been set up for the remediation account, and that's none of that money has been appropriated. The Cease and Transfer Loan account was another bill last year that set up $4 million grant, $1.5 million loans for landfills that are currently not in use, and they're going to be changed. But the DEQ brought to our attention that if we don't do something now, they only get worse, and they will become more expensive to try to go in and mitigate that impact. So what we said is we'll give you the $4 million grant, the $1.5 million loan to spend on a prioritization of projects, but the legislature has to approve that. So now the DEQ has come back to the Minerals Committee with their list of priorities. And, Don, is there a bill from the Minerals Committee to approve that list to move forward? Do we know?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Okay, so there's a list, and that is moving forward to utilize the first $5.5 million we've done. And that's for the cease and transfer program to mitigate these landfills. And it's real easy, Mr. Co-Chair. You know, some of them just need to be capped. And that's the process. And if you don't cap them, they continue to leak. They could get into the groundwater, and you've got a bigger mess. So that's the purpose of the first one. And the second one is obviously for the remediation. Go ahead and discuss the second one.
So that would be similar, Mr. Chairman, to, as you said, there's $45 million in that account, and that money has not been authorized to be expended. And So prior to authorizing expenditure of any of that $45 million, the legislature also wanted the DEQ to come up with a prioritization list and a plan for how we were going to begin to remediate these landfills as they came up, because the liability for remediation is estimated at $226 million over time. So the DEQ also went to Joint Minerals with a plan for the remediation and have a prioritization put out there, and so they would be ready to begin expending money for remediation. And so the request there is for the authorization to spend $17 million out of the $45 million already set aside.
Don, a question on these two mineral committees' bills. Do they include the appropriation as well? Do you know? Yeah, Matt? Okay. Okay, what I want to do, committee, is I'm going to divide this in two. The first one will be the cease and transfer loan and grant program. The second will be the remediation account. And do I have a motion on the first one?
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. And the thing I would add to the language, Mr. Co-Chair, is that they come back with any additional amount, any additional projects that requires legislative approval. So we have the programs out there now for the $5.5 million that there's a bill the Minerals Committee has moving forward that requires our approval. We'll set $15 million general fund aside, but before any other projects can be spent, they have to go back to the Minerals Committee for approval for those in the prioritization. You understand that, Don? You got that? Okay, that's the motion. It's been seconded. Any other discussion, committee? Senator Perkins.
So if I understand what this is we're going to take the governor's letter says the appropriate flex a $15 million fund to the general solid municipal or the municipal solid waste landfill remediation account. Do we want to have these in the same account?
Senator Perkins, that's the whole purpose of this. No.
Okay.
We're going to have two separate accounts. This is okay. For the cease and transfer, and the other is separate. For remediation that's already funded to the $45 million level. If you recall, the governor's original proposal was to put $15 million in the remediation to take it to $60. But clearly, after the DEQ studied this for a year, the need is here more than in the remediation. Okay, everybody understand the motion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Number two, do I have a motion? It's been moved and seconded, and the thing I would add to this, that before any, this $17 million has already gone to the Minerals Committee, right, Matt? Okay, then the motion would be that we authorize the $17 million out of the $45 million that's already on the goldenrod, but it shall require legislative approval before any money spent on the prioritization list. Okay, everybody understand that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that has passed. Okay, the motion is that we accept.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
I had another amendment.
Okay.
On that last one, and this has to do with the last sentence and the designation, the split of designation on the $13 million and $4 million, and I would remove that portion of it and that designation. If I can get a second, I'll explain.
Okay. Can you say that again, Representative Stubson?
So the governor in his letter asked for a designation, a split in that $17 million, $13 million to be for project funding, $4 million to be reimbursement of qualified work. I want to remove that requirement because the bill actually, the reimbursement is done through a credit-type mechanism where as those municipalities that have already incurred these expenses, they get a credit against that for their match going forward. And so that's all set up in the legislation. The amounts are set up in the legislation. We don't have to split out the money. It can work with it being one pot. So I'd remove that portion of it.
So it would still be $17 million, and it's just removing the $4 million because of the way the mechanism of the bill is set up. That'll be taken care of. Carrie Jo, you okay with that?
Mr. Chairman, I am.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to amend the governor's letter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that is passed. Any other amendments? Don?
Mr. Chairman, just so I understand and how to write this, you have an account set up that has $45 million in it. You're appropriating $17 million for projects, but that appropriation is not effective until a subsequent appropriation.
The appropriation is the money's appropriated, but the list has to be approved before the money's spent.
Okay.
So it's appropriated, but the list has to be presented, and the legislature has to approve the list. And there's a bill out there, I think, to do that. So it's appropriated but not spent until we approve it. Everybody agree with that? Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, we're voting on the amendment. Representative Stupson's amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that has passed. Any other proposed amendments? Okay, we're voting on Governor's Letter 006, Governor's Recs as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Okay, moving on to Governor's Letter 007, Department of Ed and School Foundation Program. Mary Kay, are you going to do this one, or is Carrie Jo?
Either of us can do it, Mr. Chairman, whichever. Whichever is preferable to the committee.
I don't care.
Mr. Chairman, would you like to go through those? There's three requests within this letter.
Yeah, we'd like to know what you're up to.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a comment about the education world, but I'll pass. First request or recommendation, Mr. Chairman, is $1.5 million in general fund to be directed to the Department of Education for a grant program that would consist of two parts. The first, a $500,000 planning grant program, and the second, an actual implementation grant, total of $1 million. The process would look like this, working with the L. Bogan Foundation, with which you have had a successful partnership on your National Board Teacher Certification Program. So that's the model we used. The L. Bogan Foundation would work with your local communities, school districts, private providers, nonprofits, to come to proposals to provide programs for kindergarten readiness. That's the target, is the kindergarten readiness of preschool children. Again, very specific to the needs of the community. Models are, for example, you have in Thermopolis a kindergarten liaison who works with daycare providers and moms who come in and work with her on skills that make kids ready for kindergarten. Another example, Mr. Chairman, would be in Pavilion, where your Pavilion school district has retrofitted a bus, and it's in essence a rolling preschool that goes from place to place working with moms and kids on kindergarten early readiness skills. At any rate, this is a proposal that has been under consideration by your Joint Education Committee, and they have forwarded a committee bill with this appropriated amount inside it. So it lays out the program specifications, requires the coordination of the department, and provides for the appropriation. Your choice, as usual, Mr. Chairman, if you want to separate the appropriation from the bill, but that's the governor's recommendation.
Any questions, committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dockstetter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just remind me, this foundation, has our work expired with them? I can remember working with them in the past. Where do we stand now?
Go ahead, Mary Kay.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dockstetter, the work with the L. Bogan Foundation on the National Board Teacher Certification Program is ongoing, and it is reflected in your 206 budget. There are continuing recruitment efforts and then stipends for those teachers certified.
Okay, the question I have, this is an entirely new program, correct?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
And so what is the ongoing cost going to be? What can we expect? Are we going to see something like this, as I could see this really growing leaps and bounds? And, of course, the school foundation cannot pay for it because they're 5 through 21, and this is pre-5, as I understand it, correct?
Mr. Chairman, correct. As designed by your education committee, these are one-time grants to set up these programs. They're not for sustaining programs. So the intent is that the grant itself would not result in a recurring expenditure at the state level. The community would find a way to sustain the program.
Okay. I understand that. I wonder what did anyone share with you what those costs might be? Obviously, it's to the extent the communities participate. Mr. Co-Chair, this is your area a lot more than mine. You got any comments?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think, you know, there's been a big push across the state, and I think the legislation is kind of catching up with it, actually. I think some communities are way out front. You know, it's a real challenge. I mean, the world's different than it was 50 years ago. I mean, over half the babies in Natrona County are born to single moms. Vast majority are Medicaid. There's a lot of pressure on kids, and we're starting to see what happened. We're kind of rolling through our schools through the whole meth crisis 10, 15 years ago. It's in our schools now. And so these things move quicker than we think, but the best dollars we'll ever spend are these early dollars. And we know that. This legislature has recognized that, of course, with our early childhood preschools. And I don't know that. I haven't read the bill, Mr. Chairman. I think our choice today is, you know, if we're going to put this money in or let the bill ride as it is or amend it so if the bill fails, of course, the money is not appropriated. Right, those are our three choices.
Well, one positive thing, Mr. Co-Chair, is, you know, we spend more money than any other state in the country on preschool DD. Maybe some of those would be in this program, but my inclination, committee, is that we vote no on this. This is a whole new program. I'm not sure what the cost is. I'm not sure if we don't vote this, that we're going to have communities coming back and saying, well, you said this, set it up. Now we expect you to pay for it. I clearly think that early intervention is a good idea. I really do. So I would be inclined not to deny the governor's rec and let the bill move forward. But do we have an amendment? Senator Meyer.
I guess my amendment would to allow the $500,000 for the collaboration and development and education systems, but to deny the grants. Essentially, I think that'll get the job done, Mr. Chairman. If we get the information out there, there's what's needed in the collaboration between the early childhood development and K-12 systems. Necessarily, if they know what has to happen or what should happen to get that seamless transition into kindergarten from preschool, then they should be able to do it within their current budget. So, Mr. Chairman, again, that amendment would be to recommend the $500,000, but deny the grant program.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? Okay,
Mr. Chairman.
No second. It dies.
No, I want to speak. Do you have a motion to take it out of there? Did you make a motion?
No, I haven't. There's been no motions. I just suggested that, Mr. Co-Chair.
Well, Mr. Chairman, so we want to divide this piece out then. And I guess my motion, Mr. Chairman, is I really think for us to sit here and decide it in 5 minutes of discussion, I think you got a joint committee who's studied this over the interim, brought a bill to us. I really want to hear the bill, and I want to hear it on the floor, and then we decide it as a group. I don't think this committee ought to decide that right now one way or the other. So I'll say this, Mr. Chairman, my amendment then is to pull the funding out, support the governor's proposal, but we want to pull the funding out and see how the bill goes through the legislature and really learn more about it. I'm certainly supportive of it, but I want to know more about it before I vote to fund it.
I'll second that. Further discussion? So the motion is to remove the $1.5 million, let the bill go forward and see what happens. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. College and job aptitude test. Who wants to do that one? Mary Kay?
Mr. Chairman, committee, this represents a pure budget mistake. As part of your accountability package, you now require the taking of the plan and explore tests in the 9th and 10th grade classes. In your accountability legislation, you funded that testing regimen for $600,000 for 1 year. It became part of the standard budget, but should have been doubled to reflect a biennial amount. So the governor's recommendation is to correct that mistake. Further, the governor recommends that in order for you to have a full picture of your assessment costs, to transfer all of this budget into your assessment budget in your 205.
Okay, I understand that. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Co-chair?
I'd move this this section. I would just say that a little history on this. I think the ninth grade's actually the Explorer. There's a little technical correction, and the 10th grade's plan test. Just for the committee, this is the ACT suite that we adopted. I call it the mini ACT, the pre-ACT, and then we have the ACT in the 11th grade. It's probably one of the best things we've done for high school testing, period. I mean, it has relevance to the Hathaway and kids' future endeavors. So that's a huge part. So I'd encourage you. And I would say we're spending less money the way we've cleaned these tests up and gotten rid of some of the expensive writing assessments than we have in the past. I would also support pushing this unit into the account where it's closely watched like we did in the previous year. I think we want to make sure those funds are not commingled in B11 anywhere else. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd encourage your support.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is passed. The next one is on the school district retirement reimbursement. Mary Kay?
Mr. Chairman, as you are aware, your school foundation block grant funds, costs associated with personnel, including the retirement portion for school district employees. There is a strong collaboration, which we're fortunate to have, between the Department of Education, the Budget Office, and your LSO staff. In coming to a number for this retirement account, they gave all of us a 20-month number. We need to correct that to be a 24-month number. Thus, you see the request for the increase to the school foundation account for the retirement obligations.
Do you have a motion?
I'll move.
Is there a second? Okay, moved and seconded. The question I have, Don, is when we looked at retirement, and I'm trying to remember, we had so many numbers rolling around in my head, I thought we'd come up with $8 million, not $11.25 million originally, which would have been the 20 months, but I thought we were around $8 million, and I'm wondering why the difference. And there again, I'm just recalling, I may be wrong.
No, I think that number rings familiar with me. I think that was for 10 months of 1 year.
Well, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. And if it's 10 months for 1 year, we're talking about a biennial amount. I thought I'm confused. I guess.
I think that is right. I think you are right.
Time out. Let's be sure and look at that. Either way, to make it right based on the current statute, we're short $2.25 million. Go ahead. This is a real test to see if we can just pull this out. You know, if you got some jokes over there, House members, share them with us. Representative Nicholas is not even paying attention, is he, Mr. Co-Chair? He's just in another world. Well, it's not going to make any. Did you find it, Don?
Mr. Chairman, I don't have you appropriated $1.8 million last year. That may be why you're thinking about eight. But it was at a different percentage, and it was for 10 months of the biennium. We agree with the $13.5 million in the governor's letter. However, there are multiple inconsistencies with the way the entire budget was prepared. It included 24 months of retirement for K-12 and state government. The law only provides for 22 months because, as the law reads now, it becomes effective September 1 of 2014. Therefore, there is not a connection to the bill that this committee adopted in October and the budget. So when you put the $13.5 million in here, you will have to take out an amount in your bill for school foundation because that will be overfunded then.
Yeah,
so there is an inconsistency. It's not just with this, but it's every agency was prepared with 2 months too much funding.
Okay, well, we'll balance that out. Do we have to go? We don't have to go back to all the agencies. It's going to be moving forward.
Mr. Chairman, I think the easiest way to handle it is in the retirement bill.
Right.
Okay. If that bill fails for some reason, then I think we should have a Section 300 that removes that amount across all agencies in one
okay,
motion.
Okay, well, do the Section 300, put the amount in, and we'll have it in our Section 300s, and we'll look in the retirement bill. Okay, everybody understands we have a motion for the discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That has passed. Okay. All in favor of Governor's Letter 007, Governor's recommendation as amended, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Everybody in favor, raise your hands. Okay, that has passed. Okay, Mr. Co-Chair, we've got a meeting. Okay, let's just, we'll shut her down for the morning, and we'll be back here at 12:45. Does that work for you? Now, Senator Hastert has, let's see, we'll start at 12:45 on victim services. Okay, we'll come back at 1 o'clock. Thank you.